Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone, finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long, and snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that, streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms, provided a place to crash at, a place to study math at. Matter of fact, I learned it all, burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath, you can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that hath grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Good evening. This is a True Grudge Racing program, and I am your host, Big Sham, in Chicago. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill. Man, we here. It's another great Thursday that we able to come on to the show. Man, the weather is cold, but we having a man some kind of heat wave, I guess, is coming up. It's supposed to be like 60 degrees the next few days, so. Yeah, we having a heat wave in December, but it is the Winter Nationals. It has begun. It is the Winter Nationals. I guess everybody is at the Super Bowl. what is our Super Bowl? The Super Bowl is Florida. No guts, no glory. Yeah. I know it's quite a few people down there. I've been all over the place this last couple, week and a half or so, but I did get a chance to look halfway today. Saw Brother Vaughn down there, and car-wise, I know I saw Vaughn, and I think Three Lug is down there. I'm not sure who else with cars, but I know we always are going in high volume. So I'm sure somebody going to represent it some kind of way down there. Let me give a shout out to my sponsors, as always, Brother Leroy and the Clocks Off crew, the Motor City Mafia, Brother Mouse, Grassroots, the 1-800 Keep It Real All Day, All Night. show. In other words, the morning show. You can't even call it the morning show. It's the everyday, all-day show. You, man, the listeners, the participants. Man, this I think, well, let me go back to the mic. Let me get, see if mouse is there. So I can walk around for a second. I'm opening up hands, whoever want to get in there. Mouse, talk to me.
What's up, Sham?
Man, slow motion, brother. What's going on, brother Mouse?
Oh, man. Oh, enjoying these last few days. It's back and forth. The Hawks came out.
It
the
is. Cold.
Came out, the
man,
Hawks
I swear.
Away.
You ain't never lied. This poker. I saw it. It's like, man, they're saying 63 degrees or something in the next few days. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And it's supposed to be like 2-3 days in a row.
Yeah, I think it's,
okay,
I think it's
well,
like
I think,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that.
Yeah. I'll take it. Whatever that season gets again, I'm going to take it. If it's warm. I ain't complaining. One bit. Well, it's the Winter Nationals. You know, I'm thinking everybody, I know it's a lot, quite a few people down in Florida, excuse me. Man, this would be the perfect opportunity for somebody that listens on the show that
to call
never says, never call, huh? No, never says nothing. They listen all the time, but they don't ever say nothing. This is like the perfect opportunity to for them to press the one button and, man, just say something that they normally, you know, because a lot of times I do get texts. I get texts from people that they never say nothing. They ain't never going to say nothing on the show. For some reason, I don't know. It's always, and most times it's what I talk to them about is always great. You know, it's you know, just another perspective, and I enjoy it, but I'm like, man, why you don't press the one button to say it on the show? You know, it's these shows, I guess they can be, you know, sometimes they don't want to be argumentative or, you know, well, I haven't done anything, you know, so I ain't going to say that. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything, you know, that type thing. And I'm like, man, you know, that's the worst thing ever, you know, to do, is not say nothing. But nonetheless, I think it would be a great time for them to chase them today. Since everybody down there, I guess the usual, I don't know who all that, I'm sure it's a lot of people that's down there, whatever, but... what you got, Miles? I'm going to go back to the mic, but I just thought I'd just throw that in there. For the people that's on the mic, you know, man, I appreciate y'all. And let me just say, I appreciate y'all as always. You know, when the show is down, you know, I do. I get flooded. I really do with calls or texts, mostly texts saying, man, what is going on? Why you not on? What is the problem? Where are you? What are you doing? You know, so forth and so on. Like, you know, man, you know, it's we done got etched in stone with it a little bit, you know. So, I mean, I say the same thing, man. I just, all I said, thank you. I appreciate you. Man, we've been going strong for a long time now. And man, it's another winner. Another winner. Man, and the premise of the show, let me just say this. I have this show. I personally want to learn something. You know, sometimes it's always about, you know, somebody can always give you another viewpoint, you know, and I really do enjoy listening. You know, you'll learn a lot about somebody. All you got to do is listen to them talk. You listen to them talk, you're going to learn a whole lot about them. I guarantee you. How they think about it. And sometimes, you know, those perspectives, they are very, very good, man. You know, despite, you know, sometimes, of course, you get the, man, you can get anything on the show. You know what I'm saying?
You can get something
man,
to eat.
You can get anything on the show, but most times, man, it is some, you know, it's some good stuff, man. I promise. Because if it wasn't, I wouldn't continue. I just, man, it's, I always get some kind of way. So, like I say, man, Miles, this would be the perfect opportunity for that somebody that just listens all the time. I mean, you come on, say whatever you want or whatever. You know, you always got a ram in the bush, but yeah, just a perfect opportunity to, you know, get your viewpoint. Sometimes I feel like, I can't say nothing. It'd be too much going on. Well, it's quiet in the church right now. It's quiet before it even gets started. You can start the show. You can start it yourself right now. You can start it right now if you want to. But, yeah, Mouse, it's December. That's all I can say. It is December. I'm just, I don't know. I'm ready for the good weather to come back. Hey, man, I can't stand this weather. Oh. I done got old.
I just
can't stand it.
Be patient. You got about
All you can do. But you know what? I'm getting old. Patience. You know, it's cool, but it just seems like every time I blink my eye, it come around too fast now. You know, when you was a kid, it seemed like it just took forever for the year to go by. But now, man, look at here. I ain't in no hurry.
They flying by. No.
They flying by right now. It's ridiculous, man. I every time I look up, it's my birthday. It's retarded.
Yeah.
Like, man. Or it's Christmas again. It seemed like I was just talking about, man, it's almost that time. We ready to race. And now I'm talking about.
Nah, it's over.
It's over and it's the Winter Nationals. Man, that's crazy. But, yeah, hold on. Let me see. Let me go back to this board. I don't even know if somebody on the mic. If anybody is on today, Mal, you might be on by yourself. And look at here. I know they down there flooded down there. You know, they trying to get that last minute in, man. Ain't nothing. Man, that last minute in December.
Oh,
and this, man,
especially
some good weather.
After being here, man.
Man,
you don't want to.
I know it. You don't even, man. Gladly go down there for it. Let me see. What are we doing, kid? I see you. Let me see.
What up, Big Shan? What up, Mouse?
What up?
What's going on, kid? Let me see.
Shit, nothing much.
Who is this?
Yeah, you got a lot of folks down there in Florida.
Yeah. So I know it is. Let's see. Let me see. Who is this? 773-5388. Who is that? Come on with it.
Double D. What's up, Big Sam?
Well, Double D.
Look at that.
I got. I hear old Mouse in there. Key.
Oh,
what's happening?
Yeah, man. They got plenty of action down there.
Listening in.
Hello, Father.
You down?
Yeah.
They
got
put down the way?
No. I didn't go.
Oh, you
yeah.
Didn't go?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just up early looking at all the coverage, you know. You know what I mean? I don't catch your show. I always catch the ass end of your show. I come on late, but I woke up early because I know they was racing down there this weekend. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Well, it's your show tonight. Mm-hmm. Seems like you press the one button. Come on with it. It should be
man.
Very interesting down there. It's the year end finale.
Yeah.
Is all it's gonna be over after that. So, I'm looking to see, you know, how we gonna do. You know, how we gonna do.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
I know Vaughn locked in. I think.
Did Vaughn have a lock in?
Yeah.
He locked in with the boys from Detroit. FOC.
Yeah.
Oh okay. Yeah. I'll give him a shot. I was getting ready to say, I don't know what the hell he went way down there for. Goddamn, didn't have no lock in. I really hadn't heard, you know.
Oh, lock in was never scared him.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think Tate got a couple of
I'm not sure who else locked in. I know.
I think Tate locked in.
Yeah, Tate got a couple
in,
locked in.
Tate locked in. Well, he got a few locked in. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it should be
very interesting.
To say the least.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, tomorrow the shit hit the fan.
Yeah, it should. If you go, man, you know, that place is not, what do I want to say, pest friendly. If you ain't pested by the day, it's over with. Tomorrow, get it. Ain't no,
you can forget it, huh?
Shake down.
Man, yeah, look here.
With all them races they got locked in, you ain't gonna have time to do no, no hits.
No, it is, man. It's gonna, man, if you're in them staging lanes, it's gonna be a long task for you to get up there. You know, racing, and you know, still, it's, you know, I don't know if they, you know, what I want to say, straighten it out. Now, all the years I've been going there, a lot of years, and it's always the same. It's gonna be.
It's still the same.
A challenge. Yeah, it's gonna be a challenge.
Still the same. All them goddamn golf carts and shit in the way.
You better be shaken down. I know that. Like, that was smart.
Right.
Whoever went Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they shook down by today. I mean, tomorrow. Yeah, you need to be. Hey, it's time. Let's get on up there early. You know, whatever time, and get it on. You know what I'm saying? And you need to be ready to go.
Oh yeah.
Tomorrow and Saturday.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, ain't no playing around. You know.
What time do the track normally open?
The track open at 10 o'clock.
Like, every day.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock in the morning.
Go hot by 12. Go hot by
12.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They probably race. You know, they got good weather. They got good
weather.
Well, 75, 80 degrees.
It ain't gonna matter. It's 80
night.
Degrees down there, so it's already hot.
Yeah. It's all night. Man, whatever time you think, they still gonna be there. Yeah, so it's that's the least of your worry. Just if you're trying to see a specific race, though, you know, you better be there, you know, you better be there to see it, because,
okay.
Yeah, they gonna be getting it on. They surely
gonna
be
getting it on. I've been watching some of the live feed from Dog, where Dog a fool, man, that dude unfiltered, man. Stuff you be saying, boy, it's crazy.
You didn't know?
That dude. I'm just saying, Sham.
Man, he is, you know, he is.
Oh my God.
And all I can say, he is great at what he does. You know.
Yes, sir.
I have to, you know, give him a shout out because, man, he, you know, this stuff, man. I don't know if y'all know, but it's work. It's time. It's you know, it's a lot involved. You know, that man, I know what I do, so I can imagine what you do. I can just imagine the time, man. That's just a lot of time and effort and just energy to do it. The live feed, the show, going to race. But he does. I know the MC and stuff. You know, it's just, man. It's a lot involved, man. People, you know, that you know, put their time in it, man. You can't do nothing but shout them out. But he the best. I mean, he's best at what he does.
Yeah,
he's tough. He's
put on a show. I know that. Gerald, come on with it, Gerald.
Yeah, man.
Y'all come on with it. What's going on, man?
Feel like the old days, chasing a race. You get about a race, you run out the house, drop everything
you want to run out the house. Ah, man. Man, look at here. Now you're chasing them going out of town, Texas.
You know, when you get on the plane.
Yeah, no. Man, look at here. I already know. It's you're talking about chasing a race. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is
now.
Definitely something else. Yeah, you know,
hey,
you're
Jerry,
going out of
going
town
down?
Like, well, Double D, you didn't got to taste of it, Double D. You didn't,
got
to taste.
Yeah, we
do here. Yeah. Hey, yeah, that out-of-town stuff for us. You're right, Sam. You got to, it's work, man. It's
different.
It's work. You know?
Yeah. Man, look here. It's work here. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's work here.
When you was driving your car around, and, you know, it was a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a lot of work involved, man, when you trying to fool with a car, the trailers and all of that, man.
All that,
you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work involved.
You know, when I got my wake up call, when I just recently went down to Holly Springs, we rolled down there. We were so fired up to leave. Once we got there, I started looking around and said, "Damn, I forgot all the tools. I ain't got no battery charger. I ain't got nothing." You know what I'm saying? I know exactly what you're talking about. I said, "Damn, Sam, I was just out there. I'm going over there, man. Can I borrow a screwdriver?" And I like to have my own stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
So preparation.
Yeah.
You got to prepare. You got to really prepare. It ain't like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, you. Man. It is more than enough.
I'm gonna have to make me a check off this next time. Give me a check off.
You know, I applaud everybody. I mean, people don't know the dynamic of it sometimes. You can talk all the junk you want, but, man, these people, you know, I done heard Gerald say it. I done heard a few people. Not, you know, I say Gerald because he's on the mic right now, but just the whole man, for you to just go down south, or not even here. What I want to say. Icing on the cake. I'm just talking about even here. Just to, man, take your the little operation, if that's what you want to call it, that I got. Man, please. I can't even imagine some of these people. I just look and I just shake my head like, man, they doing a whole lot. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
They doing a whole lot. I know what it takes for me to go. So, I can't even fathom what they doing. And then I ain't by myself. And my brother is there, but don't let us have two cars. Man, it's like, you got to, man, it's almost like I got to fend for myself, and he fending for his, and then we come together. Before that, man, you know, it's just a lot of work involved, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more than enough.
A lot of people don't understand what it takes to travel with the fire. I went down to Holly Springs.
No, they ain't never going to understand, Gerald. They ain't never going to understand because they ain't doing it. You can't understand it until you do it.
You know, most of us got family in the South also. I went down there about a night ago with my grandfather, the holidays, you know, another family member.
Hey, Gerald.
Yeah, Gerald, it's like you
sound real low, man.
Wait a minute. Let me go back. Vic, come on. Vic, your mic is open.
What up, dude?
What's
up,
going on, man?
Vic?
On the highway.
You on your way, huh? You on your way?
I'm on my way to Indy. I got to go home, stop in Indy. Fly out from Indy in the morning.
Yeah, there goes somebody else. That's all right. Yeah, this is true.
I wish I had a needle in my arm with a cop.
I mean, well, just to get away from up here, to get in some 80-degree weather, that is working. Just for that.
Oh yeah, that's wonderful. That's a good thing in itself, right there. No,
yeah, it was worth it just for that. Man, just to be in some 80-degree weather.
Sure,
temporary
I feel
thing.
Like, I feel like I done moved up. I rented out, instead of going to a hotel, I rented a house, goddammit. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Oh, man.
Oh, you finna be balling down there, boy. That's what's up.
Because I took my wife going, and three of my sons, so we're going to have fun.
Oh, okay.
Go to Disney.
Yeah, that's all right.
A little mini vacation.
Yes, sir. Needed too. Much needed.
A mini vacation, boy.
Yeah, sure. These people, they didn't, leaving out Tuesday. I'm like, Tuesday? Man, they really taking
yeah, they was down there Tuesday, Sham. I've been seeing cars.
I couldn't go that, man. Go to work. I can't go down there that early.
Must be nice.
Sure.
That's all
I mean,
I've been seeing.
I think Boogie was down that Monday.
It's been coverage all week.
Yeah.
Somebody been flashing something up all week.
Yeah, man. I don't ever remember it being this starting that early. Well, I'm sure you always have people that went to test, don't get me wrong, but yeah, they going early. Tuesday. Man,
right.
I'm like, ooh.
All week long.
Well, I don't know. We here in the cold, but y'all, man, tell me all about it.
This that stuff right here make you wonder if you want to do drugs or mess with these guys.
Oh, man. I always tell man that, you know, I have. Huh?
No, we can't talk too bad about drug addicts no more.
No, we got it bad. This is worse. This worse right here. Man,
we got it bad, man.
Man, I'm telling you. It ain't, man, hey, look at here. You ain't got to go
all the way
around
the corner.
Hey, if I leave that one time, I can use Double D because he on the mic. They was at the Grove on a weekday. It was a Friday. I saw, and I was like, man, I can't believe I'm leaving work to go out here this late. I can't believe this. I had to shake my own head like I done went crazy. Man, I can't believe it. That's worse than dope. That's some craziness right there. I say, man, I'm telling folks, look at here. You need to get here a little bit early so I know. Yeah, just a little bit early.
He needs to be in the chair by 1 o'clock.
Man,
and I'm done.
Your appointment's up. Man, look. Hey, can you come a little early? Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, so because of, man.
Right.
Do that so I can go on and cut out, man. Unbelievable.
No, you know what, Sam? You know what? I think what it was, I think they were saying it was going to be rain in the forecast. You know what I'm saying? So I knew I wasn't going to be able to get no testing in.
But I done it several times, man. So it could be one race. I'm leaving. I'm breaking my neck trying to get to the track, man, to see this race, man. One pump race.
Right. Oh, believe me.
Yeah,
I wanted to leave early, but I said, you know
that
what?
Was,
I wanted to give me a little.
You wanted to see a race, man, one race, and you're going to just leave and work, you know. Gerald talking about, man, it's just. Like chasing a race, man, please. All day,
right. All
night, just, man, I just remember those days. That was just a crazy time, but it's still going on right now. It's just at a higher level, I guess, sort of thing.
Yeah.
You show the pack up and get on out there.
Mm-hmm.
You got it back. That's all you can say.
Man, that's it. That's it. That's all, man.
But I'll tell you what else you going to do? I'd rather do this.
Man.
You're doing something crazy.
Yeah, ain't nothing else for me to do. Ain't nothing else to do. I ain't nothing else to do.
Yeah, I find it
nothing,
fun, exciting, relaxing,
you
the whole nine. Yeah,
oh,
it's
yeah.
just what you want to do, I guess. Oh, man. So what y'all got? I tried to implement, you know, I thought, told him, man, just somebody that don't normally come on the thing. I guess Double D, he usually don't come on, but I wasn't even using him because he come on sometime. I was talking about just somebody that's just annoying, just don't come on at all. I was trying to prompt him. I was trying to make him come on. This time, this your opportunity. You know, it ain't no, it ain't a lot of heavy traffic. Although playing, it's a whole bunch of people on the mic, but it's not that usual, you know, rhetoric tonight. I was trying to, man, get him an opportunity to press the one button and say something.
Hit that one button.
In other words, all the gangsters are busy. Is that what you're saying, champ?
No, that's your word, kid. I just say they not you know the usual. They not here. Not it ain't no you know no fuss or fight tonight. They all down there, but it is a whole bunch of people on the mic. I'm looking. It's a whole bunch of people on the mic. You know, sometimes people say, "Man, I'm not able to get on," or whatever the case may be. So this is, like I say, I'll open it up to you to, you know, say something if you want to. If you want to say something, this is your opportunity to press the one button and say whatever.
Text me, I'll ask the question.
Oh, you ain't got to be scared tonight. Ain't nobody talking. Ain't nobody, you know. It's an open forum tonight. Oh, man. This is an open forum. Usually I have so many. It's like they text me. You know, they make comments through text. They listening and they don't say anything. They'll text me. The comments. Sometimes I read them and sometimes I don't. But sometimes they are. So they are very, very good, I would say. Some of the things that they say, you know.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jill. Jill.
Yeah, there it is.
You going down? You going down now? I didn't know if he was going.
Yeah,
I don't remember which one was going. Oh, you know, okay.
Yeah, I'm at airport.
Oh,
right now.
So he in the airport right now. Unbelievable.
Oh, okay. You ain't going though, I'm saying. So should I?
Man, I don't know. That's a game time decision tomorrow. I might have to just pack up and go.
Is it game time,
know.
Huh?
Trying to see nothing. Yeah, game time decision. I've been wrestling all the time, man, trying to figure out if I was going to go or not.
Man, we gonna see you on all.
Hey Sam, go on down there, man. Bring some of that 75 degrees back with you.
Man, I promise. If I could put it in my back pocket, I'd sure bring it back. Man, I wish I could put it in my suitcase to bring it back.
You ain't going, D?
Man.
No, I ain't. I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna chill this year. I'm gonna go next year though, man. I'm going, Vic. I promise you, man. I'm be down, man.
Next year, we
say we gonna
take the cars. I ain't going to watch next year.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. It's gonna be
entourage time
then.
Yeah,
we
gonna have to pack up Midwest and Bay, Florida, damn it.
Yeah. Hey, we need to put something together, man. Team Chicago.
That's,
let's do it.
Hey, that's true. Midwest and Bay, Florida.
Mm.
I see what it is. You're going down to check out the scenery. You've been before though, right?
Oh yeah, I've been the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I go every year.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Something to do, something to get away, get a break.
Who raised that? Have you been keeping up with it, Double D? I heard Wesley Snipes gave somebody a back tie in the clear or something.
That was John Dillinger. John Dillinger.
Yeah.
He gave him a back tie. Caught him and cleared him.
Yep, gave him. And cleared them down.
Mm-hmm.
see.
And then I think, hey, Vic, who was that? I think Ace Boogie was racing somebody. And he won the race, but the car was getting out of control, and I think he got back in it and wrecked after the finish line or something
he
was saying.
Did he? He wrecked it.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But he had already won the race, though. He got back in the car.
Wow.
The car was getting out of control. That's what Trigger Man was saying.
He was all right. Is he okay?
It cut off. Willie Dog cut it off by then, so I don't even know what happened after that. So I ain't heard nothing since that.
Yeah, he didn't get hurt. He just needed a pound.
Car messed
nose
up
off.
Real bad.
No, not really. He really needed a pound. That was about it.
Unbelievable.
Man,
ooh wee. It's going to be very interesting, at least.
Yeah, tomorrow the shit should hit the fan.
Yeah,
it's going down tomorrow. I'm going to spend a lot of shakedowns today.
Just say, your mic is open. Come on with it.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, you down there already?
No, I didn't have but two sets of underwear flop. I couldn't make it. That wasn't going to get it.
Oh, damn, kid.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I wish I had a new flower.
Okay, I see.
Oh,
man.
No, he's believable.
No, I thought he told us that Ace Boogie Colors just tore up.
Oh, it is?
Oh, it is?
Yeah, go look on Bama Burnout. He got the pictures of it on there. It's on the way for that
okay.
one.
Oh, wow.
So he done for the weekend. He was looking good, too.
He done, period.
Oh, is that bad?
Period. Damn.
Yeah. But the drive was okay, though. Mm. He posted up there. He said the drive was okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Good evening to the 1-800 Keep It Real all day and all night. Show. Brother Flop, I heard this boy, he's a gazillionaire. Brother Skin, what y'all got?
Not much. We've been looking at the, phone potatoes all day, looking at live feed.
Good man. Good evening, Brother Flop.
Hey, Sam, I just came across my
TV. Yeah.
The morning
Lord,
show.
Your phone
rattling. Case for Christmas gift, and that came from Flop.
Wait a minute. Hold it. You said what now? What happened?
The morning show was sitting across my fax machine. They want to know when you guys start sending the pound cakes out to the morning show, guys.
Man,
for
I'm waiting on Brother Flop.
Oh, man.
Tell them who sent that fax.
Flop. It came from Flop.
Man, I'm sending Flop my address. Yeah, Flop doing some things down there with a cake. I want to see something. I sure want to see something.
He said he want to see yours for Christmas on the table for Christmas. That's what he want to see.
Man, look at here. Right, man, I gotta get some time. I'm working on it, though. I might have some more.
Hey, Flop, there you go, breaking up, Flop.
It didn't outgrown me. I didn't get outgrown. It's too much. It's too much like work now. At first it was cool, but now it's like work. I can't. It's too much. It's just overwhelming. It is overwhelming. Oh, okay. Brother Raylo, your mic is open.
Hey, y'all talking about cake? Damn, them cars. What's up with the cake, man?
Oh, man.
You know, ain't nobody thinking about
Brother
cars.
Raylo, that gentleman that just opened your mic, Brother Raylo, he has some of the best pound cakes in the Midwest. You should see him and try to encourage
Lord,
him.
Mercy,
try
Don't
to encourage him to produce one
God.
For you.
Man, Raylo, yeah, they'd have made you hit the one button, man.
Trying to hit the one button now. Think about them pies, man.
Oh,
what a cake
man.
After some soul food, man. I'm cool.
Ooh-wee, man. Unbelievable. That's all I can say. Man, y'all are funny.
Hey, Ray
y'all
Lowe.
Are funny.
Ray Lowe.
Man. Yeah.
Hey, Ray Lowe.
Yeah.
I suggest when you talk to Brother Sam, you get the half and half special pound cake. That's half of it with icing and half of it without. Man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Now, you know,
I'm
going to
eat me. I'm going to eat me some substitute cake, some Sock and Timmy cake, because Sam on some bullshit, and, you know, I'm going to go on with that Sock and Timmy, man. I'm going to eat some of that, put it in the microwave for 20 seconds, put a little ice cream on the top, let it melt on down. Fuck it.
That sounds good to me. That sounds good to me.
That sounds good to me. I like hot cake straight out the oven.
What's so funny, Flo? I didn't even put icing on the cake. I just so happened. I don't know what. I thought maybe you put it on there. Top line. Yeah, you did. But I wasn't. I put the clear icing on there just a hint. I said not that thick ass white shit like they be covering with the knife. No, none of that. It's just put on there. It looked like.
Look like it's finna, when it rain, the confection sugar in the milk. Yeah, you just can't eat it. Yeah, that's all. Gently drizzle. Him just got a taste of the icing. He said, oh, yeah, I get Zay some of that icing. Yeah. I told him to ice it something like the Louisiana crunch cake.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a trash talking couch potato in the race game. I don't know nothing about no pound cake, man.
Ooh,
man.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Slop. You Slop.
Yo.
Who is this Silver Dollar dude? I read someone on the Facebook said Silver Dollar like to just tear ass up right away. You don't have to wait till later on in the week. He like to just tear ass up. Who is that?
Silver Dollar is, out of Texas. That's one of the guys that used to drive a truck for D&D. He's one of their members. He's actually the driver of the Silver Dollar car.
Big Sean, baby.
Well, they say he likes to just tear ass up right away. No waiting. Let's go now. Get all that testing and all that wait till Saturday and Friday.
I think I saw that, too.
Tear ass up.
They say he whooped somebody already. Who he beat? He beat somebody down there already.
He beat Ace Boogie. He beat Ace Boogie.
Right.
Oh, is that about it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they had the first grudge race yesterday. Well, he the man. His Boogie was whooping everybody. Now he didn't beat him. Oh, really? Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
But that's, you have to look at the two cars.
Yeah, I just heard him say the name. I didn't even see the car. What the car look like, Flock?
No.
It's a Mustang.
That's what I said, a Mustang.
Kind of like the color. It looked like it's just a plain gray or whatever that is.
That's it.
Silver. Yeah.
silver, gray, whatever color you want to call it.
Yeah. Well, I guess we shall see.
That's what I be wanting to do. I just want to test my ass up right quick. I don't even want to do all that talking. Just test my ass up. Get it over there. Tell my ass up one or two. I'm out early. I'm good.
Yeah, you're going to influence somebody. You're going to influence. I ain't going to lie. Just anybody that does that, I love it. That influence is going to be, it's going to be something to see. When people do that, I guess it can influence you. It definitely can.
That's still you who want to get on. What is this? Wednesday? The man wanted to get on the line on Wednesday. The crowd, but he's saying, the crowd ain't got to be here. Everybody ain't got to be here for me to race. I'm ready to go now.
Oh, no. If you're ready to go, then you just ready. I mean, that you're trying to play with, man, why not get on into that? That's what I'm here for. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that influence, though. Sometimes you see it could be so difficult to get a race out sometimes. I think in a sort of sense, like now, it's I'm not going to say it's more difficult, but I am going to say it's more difficult. I think it's much simpler before, you know, years ago. And you know, when y'all get up there and y'all lock in and get on up there and do it with ease, you know, not a whole lot of conversation. It's just man, you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, we're going to do it here and this time. That's it. You know, it's real simple. I mean, I think that if more people do it, you know, that'll influence somebody else to do the same thing. Because y'all know, it's certain people, it don't be a whole lot of conversation. They just say, yes, that's all. That's all they ask. Okay, yes, yep, that sounds good to me. And then they get up there. Don't be no long, drawn-out process. Not to say, you know, that sometimes that could be interesting, too. You know, it's strategic. People got their own way of doing things and, you know, working they twist to they benefit, which that's what they're supposed to do. You know, so, but it's something to see when it's real simple, real simple. Brother Mark, your mic is open. Hello, Big Mark.
Hey, what's happening? I didn't hit the one button. What's going on?
Man, it came in my queue. How you doing, brother? I can, you know. Mute your mic.
Everything. No problem. I was in touch base with you. Hey, what's happening, man? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. So far, so
okay.
Good. Can't complain.
Glad to hear that, man. Yeah, I was just sitting back listening to you guys watching the Steelers get the hell beat out of them by the Vikings. Man.
Yeah, me too. I'm watching that same game. Yeah, this is true. I'm kind of
surprised. Did I
hear
Double D
too,
on there?
Yeah, Double D was on there. You still there, Double D?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, man, thanks for that info, man. I've been tuning in. Thanks for that.
Oh, yeah, man. Get you in cahoots, man, so you can see all the live feeds and all that stuff. You know, share information with each other. So you can see some of that good old racing they got down there in Florida.
Hey. It feels good. I'm hoping we haven't seen the last of it up here. Sam, did you say we got some extra warm days coming up?
Yeah, somebody might be trying to do something. Maybe, you know, the what they call it, Mr. B say the college boys or something. You know, subject to happen.
The college boys.
It's supposed to be 63 degrees, or 60 to 60, like 3 days I think in a row. So. You might see some. Yeah, you just might see some.
Yeah, Yeah, they ain't put them in the garage yet. Yeah, we probably will see stuff, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Man, please. Sure. Yeah, they you know, as long as there wasn't no snow. Well, from what I remember, man, they didn't care nothing about it being cold outside. Raylo, you can attest to it. I know skin is on there somewhere, but them, man, please, they didn't care nothing about no
man, you know
no
we don't care nothing about. I'm raising my fuck on Christmas Eve.
What
as
up,
long,
Shorty?
As long as it ain't no snow outside.
What up, though?
This is true.
Yeah. As long as it's dry enough to look a little bit, we gone.
There you
we
go.
Gone, baby.
This is true.
Hey,
and that
Sam.
Was great size. I mean, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
I used to be having a warm-up
yeah.
God damn it, it keep warming up.
Remember Shawty left out the world of wheels and ran Bubba and Ty?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Oh,
yeah. I was there. I surely was.
Colors,
yes, I do.
Yeah,
please.
Drove
yes, I do.
Over there and drove in his ass.
Man, I do. I sure remember. They was arguing at the world of wheels. They was like, man, get on up there. But I was like, man, it was so cold out there.
I want to say it was in February or something. I want to say it was in February.
Yeah, it was in February.
I said,
yeah.
I wouldn't give a fuck. I said, I wouldn't give a fuck.
It was freezing.
I'm going to put the tile. I'm going to put the, I think I put the drag radio. I had the drag radio on there and drove that motherfucker in and blew his ass out.
Hey, that shit was crazy,
man,
though, because everybody was looking like,
yeah,
man, he's about to race this smoke outside. They
said, shit, so we leave out this bitch, lock the fuck in. You going to run that
sure.
shit on motor?
I'm wrong. Yep,
so what you
purple,
got a big
body?
They said,
yeah.
The race car. I said, I wouldn't give a fuck. He running on the motor. I'm going to try him. Come on, man.
Hey, that shit was crazy because the 103rd was packed like the 103rd was packed like the
hey,
world.
Man.
Motherfucker,
man.
Smoke was coming out of motherfucker's mouth. I said, get out the way, motherfucker. Jump him and drug him. Jumped him and drove
him,
baby.
I remember watching a race on 95th and Woodlawn. It had to be 20 degrees. It was about 30 of us out there watching that race. I can't even remember who it was racing.
Man, yeah.
That was
yeah, the
world
of wheels. Nothing about no damn cold.
Look in the middle.
They ain't gone. They ain't gone. Keep talking about the winter nationals like a motherfucker won't get their ass right now. On up there. I'm ready right now.
I said Carmela
ain't
retired
right
for the year.
Yeah, she retired, but guess what? She'll come out. I'll call the insurance company and say, hey, I'm leaving out tonight. I'm going out of town. I'm going to take it out of store. Put it on. Big meat, you come out there and get out, the milk truck, whatever they want to do now. I'm ready right now. Right now. Right now before I put my pajamas on. Come on, say something slick. Say something slick before I put these motherfucking pajamas on. Say they motherfucking ass up and get my ass tore up. I'm looking to get fucked up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, man.
Oh, man. What, you know what? Let me ask this question. Those cars, even for, like, race cars, how did you, these veterans, I can say the veterans on the mic, how do y'all feel about racing on the street right now? Again, I know, I'm talking about Raylo and Gerald.
Yeah, because you ain't talking to me.
Gerald, Raylo.
Yeah, I'm going to go on mute because you ain't talking to me.
People, I don't know who
I'm ready
on,
right now.
On Sensei, Mike. But Big Mar, how do y'all feel about, you know, the street racing? You know,
since I'm retired, I ain't really worried about losing my driver's license. But only way I would do it had to be somebody on both ends and to let me know they're coming. It ain't gonna take that long.
Okay.
Ain't gonna take that long.
Everybody got CDLs, man.
Right.
Everybody got CDLs, man.
I got C's, but
CDR. I got CDR.
Double D.
I got CDR
in your back pocket. Can't
CD racing, motherfucker.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
I still love it, but I can't even get involved.
Yeah,
hey,
I love
it.
I go out there and watch.
I don't
want to
be a hypocrite, because I swear, I would much rather them do it at the racetrack, because it's safer, and, you know, you ain't got to worry about certain things, you know, but, man, I ain't nothing better. It's just something about it. I promise it's just something about it. And man, especially when you get the right time. I mean, I like them all, but man, certain, I just that look like that razor they were just talking about with skin and tie. Man, look at here, them style cars, like, you know, ain't nothing better.
It was, and see, Sam, it was two individuals that wanted to go at each other, and they was talking crazy. And one said you wouldn't, the other one said you was a goddamn liar. Let's lock in. When they locked in, you knew they were serious. It depends on the individual, Sam, because some of them feel like it, and the other ones, you know,
It'd be tempting. It'd be real tempting, though. I ain't gonna lie. It'd be tempting.
Oh, man.
I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my God. I told them I was out there one day, and I said, man, I'm about to go get that move, man. Skim was like, yeah, go get that slow motherfucker.
Hey.
Man, I'm going to drive this thing.
I ain't gonna laugh, boy.
My brother was like, go ahead. He ain't arguing nothing. I said, oh, my God. He said, yeah, take your dumb self out there if you want to. Man, I'm telling you. Damn. Hey, ain't nothing
Raylo.
Done, though, man. I promise.
Hey, Raylo, I think I heard Raylo one night on the show said, boy, if it wasn't for this goddamn CDL, well, I'd try your ass on the street.
I had in my back pocket. I still might try it, man.
The individual. Mm. Now, if you got two individuals that want to go at it, that ain't going to be standing around and jumping and popping all night. Yeah, two individuals lock in that really want to go, I'm going to get it. So now get over with. If you get
who
them that want to go.
Who running the daycare center?
I don't know who that is.
I'm outside. That ain't me. I'm outside.
Hey,
you got a good
damn
point, though, man. You got
damn,
two kids.
This
grandbaby's out. Man, look at here. I promise. It ain't nothing better. Nothing.
Well, nowadays, Sam, these cars too fast for these no-prep streets.
Man, you know, I don't know. Now, see, that opens up something else for me, because I know them cars was fast. I keep seeing this this one race that they posted on Facebook. It was Raylo and Nup, and them cars was quick. I know they was quick. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I had on
this
car.
Hey, all I'm gonna say is this: kids talking about some different cars. We ain't talking about them cars, kid. Them cars is too fast.
Hey, Big
Shane. We ain't talking about no goddamn Leon and Donnie and no motherfucking Tate.
Oh, no, not them cars.
We talking about these weak motherfuckers.
Hey, Raylo ain't have a CDL back then. He said, get your ass down.
Yeah.
Hey, you had to be on drive, because I ain't getting in that motherfucker. Hey. I'm going to work right after the race over.
Okay, go ahead.
Uh-oh.
I saw you, let you know where I left your guy. Don't worry about it.
6369, your mic is open.
When you get out of work, make sure it's there. That's all I can say.
All right. I like that.
Hey, while we got the two gentlemen are racing on here, it's a good time to ask this question. Sham, any news on the bowling party? Raylo, anything going on with the awards?
Oh,
man,
definitely with the race party, the way they're talking in the news, man, we really need no kind of people. It could get worse, or it could be that way better by then. I could set that up in one.
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad
you
brought that up, Mark. Ray Lowe.
Yeah.
Ray Lowe. The awards party is going to conflict with Fat Tuesday down in Memphis, if I'm not mistaken. You need to check the dates.
I don't know no date for no race party.
I'm waiting because I went over there, and I'm waiting on him to give me a response back. The guy who is over the bowling alley, I'm waiting to see because he said that they weren't doing private parties. So but he said I'm waiting for him to call me back. Yeah, I mean, and this man, you know, this stuff is serious. You know, I love y'all. I want to come together. It's bad. You know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful as much as you can. And you know, outside is way different from inside. Inside is a whole nother. It's altogether different. So. I don't know. We shall see. We still got time. You know, it's just December. You know, it don't take much for that to happen. Is that count? What else y'all got? Come on now. Let me see.
The motherfucking cake. You better get that cake out your ass. That's what we got.
Man, I ain't had one of them cakes yet.
Big Sam, you making some cake, man?
You don't know what you missing?
Gotta get a couple slices, man. Nah.
Man, you don't know what you're missing, man.
I know what I'm missing. I didn't have it before.
You can get some slices. You can get some slices from
me.
I
want the whole cake, but you know, Big Sam, it'd be hard. It'd go around, boy. It'd be gone.
Man.
Everybody fighting over that cake.
You know, heck, I took some slices. They act like they got offended when I said, oh, I got some slices. Slices. I don't want no damn slices.
We
like,
are offended. I'm offended.
I wasn't offended. I was appreciated, but hey, if you can
you
get a little bit more than a slice, you're going to take it. That's a
you ain't gonna tease
that's a
me,
tease, Shawty. Hey, Shawty, that's a tease. That's a slice.
Oh man,
that's just like letting me get in and won't let me get the nuts. You bullshit.
Oh,
hey, Sam.
Yeah. Huh?
You the man, really? Shannon. This here gonna set aside me at home. Some Angelica's German chocolate. I'm going to put about 15 seconds on it in the microwave. It's going to get me sick off. That'll get
what?
Me sick off.
Oh, man.
Hey, you ain't hear me, Reno? You ain't
what?
Hear me? I've got the goddamn chocolate jelly cake. I'm going to put it in there for 20 seconds.
Yeah, it'll get you sick off. It'll help get you sick off.
Yeah, the chocolate jelly cake.
German chocolate. Put about 15, 20 seconds on the German chocolate. Angelica. Got to be Angelica.
Right.
I'm not thinking about that.
Hey, right on.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you a scoop of vanilla on there. Let it melt off the side.
I ain't in the mood for no ice cream right now, but I will do that. But I got some, but I ain't in the mood for no ice cream right now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what you say? I'm trying to get... I'm gonna get some. I'm gonna get somebody. I seen somebody know how to make.
You
know, I'm trying to get the brother Ben. Brother Ben to go on and send it on down to me. Send it on down.
I hope they don't send you shit.
Unbelievable.
I hope they don't send you shit.
All I can say is unbelievable.
Sam, go on ahead. Go on put about 20 of them in the oven, man.
Ooh. Man, hey, you know how much work that is?
His oven's too small.
Yeah, that works, yeah, that sounds rough, yeah.
Nigga, oven's too small.
Look at here. Man, and actually, I got a double oven, but the one part of the oven is too shallow, so I can't use it for a cake. I don't like the way I tried it once before, and I didn't like the way it turned out. So I can't even do. I can't do them like
that. Hey, Sam.
Huh?
Hey, Sam. Let us decide how it turned out. Just get it in there, nigga.
Oh.
You gonna talk about you ain't like the way it turns out. Your taste buds and ours is different. Fuck if you talking about you ain't nobody worried about the shape. Hey, that's just like motherfuckers make cookies. They try to make a perfect cookie. Man, long as that motherfucker good, that bitch can be zigzag. Come on, motherfucker.
Oh man. That boy crazy, man.
Now tell me, okay, I got a question. Double D, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do it matter how pretty the pancake is as long as it tastes the same, like you like it, right? Do you give a fuck if that motherfucker pretty or ugly?
Man, as long as it's good.
I need to know.
Be out of round.
Some motherfuckers, you know, they care if the cornbread, they care if their cornbread pretty. You know, they want the cornbread pretty or they ain't going to eat. Man, long that shit is like, look. What? Yeah.
Hey, Shawty, the pancakes ain't even got to be the same. You know how sometimes you might be running a little low on the batter, and then one of them be smaller than the other one.
Yeah, I like that. Hey,
it don't matter.
Hey, Double D.
Go speak
to you. Hey, Double D. My grandma made some goddamn cornbread. It looked like pancakes. They said, we don't want that. It look like pancake, man. I take that shit to y'all. Crazy the motherfucker. Steal cornbread.
Kill it, bread.
Y'all
got bread.
Goddamn food.
I know exactly.
That's
what
I want. Hey, I ate them all. I said, give me them pancakes. Y'all say pancakes. Give them. I fucked them pancakes up. Them wasn't no goddamn pancakes.
No, they wasn't pancakes.
Hey, tell me. I want y'all to tell me a lie. And say, y'all grandmama ain't never made no cornbread that look like pancakes.
Oh,
call
I make
flat
right
bread.
Now. You're absolutely right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Hot water.
Call it flat bread, Shawty.
Yeah, hot water.
I don't know what was the reason why they did it like that. I don't know if they didn't have the pan to put the cornbread in or what. I don't know what it was. What was the reason?
It's easier to make.
What it was? I'm gonna tell you what it was. I'm gonna tell you what it was. Instead of them putting it in the oven, they put it on top of the stove.
On the skillet.
It made it like a pancake.
They made it like a pancake.
Yeah. And it was cornbread. It tasted just like the cornbread, but it looked like a goddamn pancake.
It looks like a pancake.
True.
Exactly.
There's some restaurants on the west side. They still do it like that.
My grandmama used to take that old big black skillet
and put a piece of lard in there, and next thing you know, she was dropping that cornbread in there.
But that's what I'm saying. My point was, it don't matter what it looks like, as long as it tastes like. Now, Sam. Make mine look like a pancake, motherfucker. Put mine on the top of the stove, motherfucker. Make it look like a pancake.
If it don't look right, they ain't gonna eat it.
They
just don't know when it's almost done. You take and pop it up top with a fork, and then put some butter on top and let the butter go through it, man. Oh my God, man.
I don't know nothing about
that. Big Mark, what you know about that, Big Mark?
Okay, Big Mark. I thought you were talking about some real pancakes, putting butter on it. You going to put some butter on it?
I'm talking about that hot water cornbread.
We was off the cornbread, and we went back to the cake, man. Where you been? Big Mark? We went to the goddamn cake. That's why it fucked me up. You said, yeah, well, it don't matter. As long as you put some butter on it and let it. I said, what? You put the butter on the goddamn
Come here, little boy.
I just talked to him, Ken. I just talked to him a couple hours ago.
Unbelievable. It's supposed
to be somebody else. They called him and put him on FaceTime.
You mentioned my name, he got goosebumps. He said, oh shit, why you mentioning that boy's name? Two head ass though. He got flat, baby dreaming about me and shit. That's a big man, that ain't talk to him. He be dreaming about me. Who you people name with that black cut? Little Steve. Oh, Little Steve, did you tell me night race? Yeah, Tommy Knight
whooped me.
Tommy Knight a coward, though. He will never run back.
Oh, man.
He ain't run no more. Tommy Knight believe in letting you wet that ass whoop.
Not the wet that ass whoop, Shawty.
You know, he from the Joe Ryan area. He had old Joe Ryan boat in his car.
Oh, man, not the Joey Ryan.
Goddamn, Shawty, you went back to Joe Ryan boat?
I ain't give a fuck what he has.
You having a real throwback moment, ain't you?
Yeah. He lucky I ain't put that motor in my car with them Joe Mandela heads on and blowed his ass out.
Uh-oh.
Joe Mandela.
Yeah. Them old camel hump heads. Some Joe Mandela. He did.
Where did you get from?
Huh?
Where did you get from?
Oh, they was in that, AMX.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't
mind that. Small blocking up. They came from, I think Nate had bought two of them motors. He had bought two of them. Coon had one and he had one.
Don't mind that.
Charlie, whatever happened to that old AMX?
See, Daddy had it.
Oh, he did? Okay.
I don't know what happened. He sold the diary.
I don't know what kind of heads he had on it, but I knocked their shit back. I know that.
What?
What you say?
Blew it behind out. And they didn't want to pay me. Dwight didn't pay me. They didn't pay me. Me and Coon went to jail, and Dwight said, when we get out of jail, come get my money from on the west side. Man, I ain't seen that man since. That man ain't gave me none of my money.
Man, Dwight started driving trucks goddamn so he could stay out of town. Dwight started driving trucks so he could stay out of town.
Oh, man.
Goddamn nothing. CW's
Know where he told me to come meet him at? I'm going to tell you where he told me to come meet him at, and you're going to know I'm telling you. He told me to meet him at the gas station on Laramie, and I think it was Jackson.
Yeah. Laramie, it was Amoco up there. So you went over there?
Man,
I
ain't seen that man. I ain't seen that man since, man.
It was Amoco up there.
I talked to him on the phone. Right. I ain't seen him since. That was it.
He was out there when I ran the kill.
What time?
Show up.
At the Grove
on the
street.
He was out there when we was on the 130th. On the street.
When I wrecked the Compla. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't there.
Yeah, he was there.
He just must have happened to be in town.
Show the fuck was.
Yeah, well, y'all were coming through town.
Yeah. On a Friday.
I used to love talking stuff with that dude. I used to love talking stuff with him.
Hey,
Hey, guess who he was talking slick to when he was out there? Talking slick to the Hill Boys.
What?
Shit, he's out there talking slick to him. I said, man, Dwight ain't going to do nothing.
That's about all he is going to do is talk slick. See, I said, I just love talking stuff with him. That was it. He wasn't going to do nothing. No.
Yeah,
his number was kind of fast, but he didn't do very much with it. Buckamania.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Yeah, right. But he didn't do much
with
it.
About 840 with that thing? About 840.
Huh? Yeah.
About 840 with that thing.
Yeah, because
they were driving
me
that on the street. Don't talk that shit, kid. They racing that shit on the street.
It was fast. Yeah, it was super fast. He told me he going to let me roll the dice. Whatever I roll, that's how many cars I get. I told him if I roll box cars, he going to pass out. If I roll 12, he going to pass out.
Sure will.
Somebody going to let me roll the dice. Whatever I roll, that's how many cars I'm going to get.
With your yellow car?
No, that's when I had the green car. I had the green car. But he told me, whatever you roll, that's what you get. You get two dice. Whatever you roll, that's what you get.
So whatever you roll, that's what you get in the break?
Yeah, that's what I get in the break. You
man,
know I was ready to roll.
He knocked his ass out if you would have got three. You could have got three and knocked his motherfucking ass out.
And he told me, if you'd have rolled snake eyes, you'd go back. I sure would have passed. I can't go nowhere with no two in the bus, no sir. But I told him, if I roll box cars, you're going to pass out in this restaurant. We're going to cut it, bro.
Yeah.
Funny little lady. You know he's like,
well, you had to worry about that. Yeah, you had to worry about the box cars or the 12. When that one of y'all going to pass out?
He's a lot of fun to talk to.
Goddamn nuts.
Yeah. I can get him on right now.
Yes, sir. That's his name. A lot of people on nuts.
Who you say?
Come on, Dwight.
He's a big fella.
Yeah.
All the old timers. Nobody know about him.
Oh, yeah.
Old time.
Yeah.
You know who gave him that name, though? CW gave him that name.
And he had it on the back of his Ford, that 65 Green Galaxy had, kid.
Yeah.
He had it professionally written on the back. It said nothing.
Yep.
That was a clean Ford, boy.
What skin that? Get him on, skin.
That goddamn Dwight was a trip.
Yes, sir.
Get him on.
They said get him on.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm trying to look at something on my phone, man. Let me get him off.
You going to the basement?
Let me see if I can get him off.
Get them clothes up.
Oh, man, not nothing.
Man, let me see if I can get him off.
I'm going on.
Don't call
him
that kid.
I'm not calling him that.
Can't make a mistake, y'all.
Who making a
take
now?
Think they better make another one. Yeah, they better get it right today. Cause, man, tomorrow.
Dwight.
What's going on, bud?
I got these boys on this talk show. They said, where the old Dwight at? I said, there you go right there.
Yeah.
There you go, champ.
Hey, what's up, Dwight? Hey, Raylo, there you go.
They were talking about them old races, Dwight.
Yeah, goddamn. I heard that. What are Raylo doing, Skid? Raylo, what the hell are you doing?
Well, Raylo must be on another line, champ.
He must.
Raylo been racing. He don't race a couple times, goddamn, before the season was out.
Yeah, I heard Rayla was drawing on everybody's kids.
Yeah, and blow them people's hands out.
He
did? Yeah, he blow their ass out.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm going to get 10 to bust Rayla because he's too fast.
Hey, he might let you roll the dice like you told him before. You gonna let him roll the dice with Buck Nick.
Buckamania,
baby.
Hey, I wish Raylan would let me roll the motherfucking dice, kid.
Uh-oh. Wait till Raylan come back and see if he gonna let you roll the motherfucking dice.
Let him roll the motherfucking dice, shit. We gotta come south, kid.
I don't know. Raylo said he go anywhere.
Okay. Raylo run over nitrous.
No, Raylo on horsepower.
Good day. Let him give me them two motherfucking dice. I got gave him his ass.
You hear that shit?
Hey, Skid.
Yeah.
I don't know how you still remember this. You got a good damn remember. I was ready on about 70 now.
Hell no, man. Raylo ain't even 60. Raylo ain't even 60, I don't think.
He ain't?
Hell no.
But you know I got to try that motherfucker right now.
Hey, Raylo might be 57. He might be 57.
Is that big twister? Big Twist got everybody scared of him. Big Twist ain't doing nothing. He never done nothing.
Are you talking about Big Drag?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're very disrespectful, Dwight. You're very disrespectful, Dwight.
Just get what it is.
That's Kid from the West Side.
Good. Fuck Kid. I know Kid.
What's up, Dwight?
What's going on, kid?
Hey, man.
he said, you're twisted, got everybody scared of
me. I can't wait to get on drag ass.
Ooh,
oh, man.
Ooh-wee. Uh-oh. Greg got some stuff with on horsepower and things, you know.
That'll over Billy talking about what all you gonna do to motherfucker. Shit, man, please.
Why Rob so scared of him though, Dwight? I'm not understanding that. Why Rob so scared of him?
The man couldn't get no action, Dwight.
He got a small block automobile, Dwight.
The man couldn't get no action, Dwight.
What about, I'm
going to
get your ass some motherfucking action.
Oh, okay,
all right. And I ask Dre, I say, Dre, now what you want to run for? Well, we're going to run for about a 20. Shit. Let's be like a motherfucker drunk. We can bet, break your motherfucker self.
Motherfucker
self, shit.
I'm gonna have to call Olsen and tell him you're trying to come out of retirement.
You
on the mic. Somebody
told me to talk
about.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, Drag,
straighten
me out, Drag. The way.
Who is it?
Hey,
and I don't even know why y'all listening at the white talking about no reason, man. Y'all let the white get y'all riled up, call me by somebody ain't never did nothing.
Oh, man.
Not
nothing, huh, Drag? Not nothing, huh?
Never did nothing. Man had 11 second Cadillac, man.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to me.
No,
listen
man.
To me, Drag. I couldn't do shit because I wasn't ready. All of my winnings, I'm already now, Drake. I'm ready.
Uh-oh.
I know you got that little small tie, goddamn motherfucker over Bill, Drake.
We're gonna do something, brother. I told you you're going to be my first motherfucking man, Dragon.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
And see, one thing about Drag bought the shit back. He said we're going to run for motherfucking 20 feet, right, Drag?
What, Drag?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Drag, right there?
Okay.
Well, yeah. He's doing so much, too many things at one time.
Drag on.
Man, I'm going to knock the fire from that motherfucker, Drag, and all them boys scary up.
Ooh.
Kid, it's amazing. It's amazing.
What's
how
that?
You still, I can't stand you, kid. Boy, you got a lot of confidence in Drag, don't you?
Why not?
All of them like eight skins.
Yeah.
Every time I've been knowing that little right there, motherfucker kid. Even Jersey.
Oh, man.
Hey, Dwight. I looked up the Drag like you looked up the CW.
That's right. Who looked up CW? How the fuck I look up CW? You just be my dad. You just go along with that bullshit.
Oh, boy.
I almost talk about the motherfucker dead, but I've been my motherfucker old man for a long motherfucker time. That's the kid, you're dead.
Oh.
I was stomping motherfucker for real. You know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You had a rough Nova. Oh, goddamn Buckamania. It was rough.
Everything I had rough.
Yep.
I took that motherfucker Grand Prix with that Dragon. Whooped Drag about 3 times that motherfucker. Oh.
What Drag at?
What? Shit.
That Corvette.
Oh, Drag had a Corvette?
Yeah, the white drop top.
My God. I would drag that white vet. I let him bring it around with that motherfucker Grand Prix. For anniversary present, Mike just tossed me the bag.
Y'all was out on the Skyway, right? What was y'all on? Dolly Roll or the Skyway?
He said Dolly Roll.
Okay.
We was on Dolly Roll. Me and Drag went on the tollway with that motherfucking Grand Prix. Drag gave me a motherfucking gave me a big ass ham so I got a big ass Cadillac. He went out there gave my big ass Cadillac whole post. Oh, Brian, what is on? Hey,
yes,
hold on now. He gave my motherfucker caliber. He was out there. He gave my caliber four poles, that big old ham, fat ass kid. I still got it. Just got past. What you tell me? And when I said, call me.
Damn.
I told you why you went there. I went and got that motherfucker. I went and put that motherfucker 50 for my Grand Prix together. That old 69 Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Gave them motherfucker four posts. Gave them four posts.
Yep. Yep. Those were the...
Hey, Skid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess where I called him at? In a quarter.
God damn. Holy shit.
Yep. Those were the days, though, Dwight. Those were the days. Those were the days.
Then I kid it. Then I do that kid.
Yep.
God damn.
Yeah, that's when racing was racing, though.
You got that right. This shit they doing that. Man, talking about you got to have a good time. You can't even do it. I'll take a big Cadillac, jump on a motherfucker, boo. I ain't get no fuck. And fuck them
up. Yeah, the shit ain't like it used to be, man.
Well,
I'm telling you.
Drag one of them Brian car, go get that big motherfucker, same name, Cootsville, two on the bus or all the cars. The boys, the police come over there. Man, y'all know y'all can't be Drag one. Don't take y'all jail. I walk through the police, I say, man, I got to get this off. You take Brian, I'm going to give you this $5. You take Brian.
God damn.
We don't want to say.
He asked the police, did he take Brian?
I got this little $5. He said, Brian, me. Brian, me.
Yes, indeed.
Was in that motherfucker. Dragon was in that gremlin doing the motherfucking wheel span. I said, Dragon, you ready? He never would get put up. Hey, what the fuck did you just say? Hey, I said, okay, we ready. Hey, skinny, stoked that calendar. That wheel came off the ground, and we looked for Dragon, and Dragon was nowhere. What the motherfucking goddamn two of him is there? Same thing like Rodney and what's in the track? Lambo 5, a Lambo 3 with that Monte Carlo, right?
Yeah.
It was Romeo Dirty Road. I said, no, man, I don't want to run y'all. Hell no. I'm psyching these motherfuckers up. I said, I'm going to put my car back on the trailer. Fuck that shit. Right? You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. I said, well, give me that bus, then. Give me the bus. Kid, come by. Give me the bus. Motherfucking bus. You got the bus for this $7,500. I said, okay, that's good for me, baby. I'm taking that. Hey, Skin.
Yeah.
They gave me that motherfucker with that motherfucking Monte Carlo. I fucked around with two. Roger said, man, that motherfucker with the two, it got ugly down there.
Oh, man. Sam, I told you I would get him over in that, Sam.
Hey, I took Dragon out of mind that motherfucker with that motherfucker. He went to the track and won a 1505 with his old motherfucker car. I took that little red motherfucker Mustang I had. Remember that car scared?
What year was it?
It was a new one. I can't remember the motherfucker. What
like an 87 or something?
Yeah, 88, kid.
88.
Yeah. I took him out of that motherfucker mile, dragged out of the motherfucker mile, and that motherfucker, I gave him something. After he won a 1503, I caught the motherfucker. That motherfucker just kept going zigzag. Every time we go past that CW, he tried to block him off. It doesn't motherfucker. I stuck my finger off of his ass.
Ooh.
Hey, man, what the fuck? No, keep on curse. I made his ass curse. Man, what the hell, bro? What the fuck? That what it is. Ain't no motherfucking mystery in my motherfucking history.
Oh, man,
that's what I'm telling motherfuckers. I ain't never whooped no motherfucker. I ain't never whooped this bad. I say you tell a motherfucker lie. Every time I want to have a race, I go find a garage.
Damn.
When they bet on motherfucking Nate that time, dragging all of them. Man, Dwight, that's it. Everybody talking about that's it. I would just put money in my motherfucking pocket. I would give Nate two and hit with that motherfucking note.
Damn.
I would put two and hit on Dodie Rose, that motherfucking note. Call this ass halfway. Yeah, you was out there.
Yeah, I was a little ass boy. Yeah, I was out there.
Kid was on the test. Kid followed every race. Hey, Dwight, I'm going to go to the next
one. Kid, you
That guy said Dwight bad acting, man. Dwight bad acting.
Oh, man. Good
God. Hey, Dwight, I say, Kid, how much you bet? Well, I'm going to bet this couple of hundred, right? That's all I get. You thought I was that kid?
Oh, boy.
That's all I got is bet this couple of hundred, right?
Hey, well, look. Them was the good races back in the day, bro.
Yeah, them was the good old days, man. Them was the good old days. Yep.
Yeah,
Big June was around.
One more time, Dwight. What did you tell that police officer, man? What did you tell the police officer?
Drag over there. Oh, making all that motherfucker know it, right?
Yeah.
We did look. Are we ready? We get online, got to hit on the police. Oh, shit. Damn. That motherfucker, he came along and goddamn it. I said, man, look here. He said, man, you know y'all can't be doing this, man. You know, I can
yep.
take y'all to jail. I said, man, let me tell you one thing, bro. Look here. I don't want to take them bribe you now. Let's one thing, get one thing straight. I got this $500. I need to get this race out. Well, you just fired me then. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to stop and drive it down the other end.
Oh, boy.
Man, I would not have been there and I would have died.
But,
yeah,
man.
Hey,
Steve,
I'm back on the line. I was on the line.
Yeah.
I was on
the
line. She went back on.
Raylo.
Oh, Raylo. Hey, Raylo. Dwight here again. Oh, goddamn it. Sermon, goddamn it.
Yeah, Dwight on here.
Goddamn
Dwight on here, Raylo.
Hey, he got me in stitches over here, Raylo.
Yeah, I can tell you, man, you can't out talk him. Forget it. You can't out talk him.
Yep.
I never did.
Hey, Raylo.
Yeah.
Man, I can't even see.
I can imagine.
Man, Dwight,
man. I can imagine.
Oh, man.
They got their dreads and drawn on my nephew. Dreads drawn on the whole motherfucking country. I'm on, man, don't nobody want to raise me. Everybody's scared. I ain't scared, eh?
Oh, man. But Dwight said he ready, Raylo. Hey, Raylo, he said he bet you won't let him roll the dice like he let you roll the
ball. He let me roll. I never rolled him, Dwight. I never rolled him.
Hey, I say,
I'm going to give you two dice, Raylo, and you roll the dice. You know what I told you.
Yes, I told him that's what you told me. And I told you, if I roll box cars, you can go pass out.
You told him.
He said
if
he rolled buck out, you would go pass out. And you told him if he rolled snake eyes, he going to pass out. Oh, man. I wish I had been there, man.
Hey, Skid.
Yeah.
Hey, Skid. That boy that never know. That motherfucker know it fast.
Yeah, I told him that. I told him it was fast.
You went quicker than that?
I swear my mama went quicker. You know, I went to the track and ran a goddamn 7, so shit.
Good God almighty.
Yeah, well, I know the motherfucker that ran about an 840. I know that ran some 840. Easy.
I ran quicker than that, goddamn. I want to still want to leave motherfucker. We were racing.
But let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this, Dwight. They just had a discrepancy earlier talking that shit. Talking about cars too fast to go on the street. Did you run that motherfucker on the street or not?
What's the new one?
Yeah.
Well, you think I called me on Dodie Road?
That's what I'm saying. So why are they saying these cars too fast for the street? And you was running a goddamn 8-second, high 7-second car on the street like this.
Well, okay, yeah, that's true. Shorty, that's true. But there's so much dirt and shit on these streets nowadays, not like it used to be. It's not like it used to be.
And he had on about some 1533s on the back of that.
Sugar Bear, your mic is on.
I'm going to bet you new Dodie better than 41 right now.
I don't know. I ain't never been over there.
Shit, they bite like a motherfucker back there, baby.
But see, back in them days, you didn't have all these dump trucks and shit running up and down the streets dumping dirt and rocks and all kinds of shit like they do nowadays.
It's bad. It's bad now, man. Y'all gotta be careful about this these days, goddamn. I'm telling you. Skin, when you went over there, you ain't hooking all over there, goddamn.
Hell no.
But that little motherfucker caught a hook, goddamn.
White Council, are y'all on the mic? I think it's Sugar Bear on that mic.
Cause we used to go down Damon the Fourth and goddamn, and it was just like goddamn US 30.
Goddamn right, I used to stone motherfuckers over there.
Yep.
Oh shit.
Boggling the cars in OK Corral. Shit. Mike done went to track with the.
Hey, did you whip that goddamn D with that Buick with your Cadillac, Dwight?
Oh, man.
With no knife. With no knife.
You whipped him with no knife?
Yeah, he whipped me, let me see. I whipped him, he whipped me.
Oh, okay. No,
Let me see. I whipped him. He made me take my knife off. Fuck I do that for? Fuck out there, be
picking like you already whooped your ass.
Yeah, whoop shit out. But hey, Skid.
Yeah.
That Skylight come run number the motherfucker. In the Skylight come run number the 1120, no nitrous.
Oh man.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But when I spray that motherfucker, oh my God! Them boys don't rent the track. I used to rent the track all the time. I ain't just going to, hey man, my car run this. I know my shit run. While them boys sleep, I been with the track, gave that boy $1,500 to own on the track, and I sit about 4 or 5 hours testing my shit.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, $1,500,
a
lot of money back then. Shit.
Yeah,
it was
a lot of money.
Shit, man. Yeah, get it right, though. I was breaking these motherfuckers.
Bad as fuck ass. Oh, man.
Yeah, my motherfucker. My nephew just... Yeah, Dre, come on with all that.
Dre's my buddy, man. That's my buddy, man.
I know Dre's your buddy. He's my buddy, too. Hey, at the end of motherfucking day, we get through racing, we still gonna be buddies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
We run. We ain't need no more. We run out for play. All of those shit. I ain't never not doing no shit like that, folks.
What happened when I blew y'all behind out with that AMA? What happened?
Oh, man.
I don't see if you remember what happened. It was a long time ago. I'm going to see if you remember going what happened.
What, man? Who
are
you talking about? Who
are
you talking about?
Who,
me?
That's Raylo. He said we moved y'all with that AMX. He said,
I'm saying you was driving.
Who was driving?
Coon was driving. He was driving. It was Coon's car. And you was betting. And we was out on the hole.
You know what
you're talking about on New Doty? We raced all the way around that corner back in the back.
Raylo?
Okay.
You won't let us tell what happened, Raylo?
Okay, go ahead.
Raylo, what were we yelling you at Coon? Come on now.
I just how I'm gonna be lying and I Wait told up. You who was driving, who I was racing, and me and Coon went to jail. They locked me and Coon up because Coon said he was driving. But you said you was gonna pay me when we get out of jail. I never got paid and I won the race.
Oh man, stop all that motherfucking capital. You know I ain't never took nobody's money, man. Now you gonna
put
yourself
on the line.
Get on line, put yourself on.
What am I telling Dan Rapper?
I ain't got no mother. Hold on, I ain't got no motherfucking problem. Never had no motherfucking problem. How in the hell am I going to not pay a motherfucker? You weren't raising up about $300 or $400.
You wouldn't make, man. I had some money and you had some money. Y'all had some money and I had some money. We wasn't broke. Y'all wasn't broke and we wasn't broke.
He said you told him to meet you at the gas station on Lambie and something.
Lambie and Jackson.
I ain't good for the West Side.
Hey,
I'm not real good with the West Side, but I know where that's at.
Hey, look here.
Yeah.
Raylo feel like drag. They mystery man. They mystery
man. Oh, man.
No.
But ain't no
No, hold it.
Hey, hold on. Fucking mystery man. Remember that?
See, I ain't no mystery man. I come back to grudge racing, wearing ass out the day I came back. As soon as they put me in the car, I told them, who want to run? Got to whip them up left and right. I ain't no mystery man. I ain't be sitting up talking about what I'm going to do. If I say I'm going to do it, you're going to have to get on the line. And that's what happened.
You do it with heart.
Raylo, I asked you 1,000 times, man, let race.
I couldn't whip no Buckle Mania. No, I couldn't whip that. No, I told him that was out of my class.
Hang his ass up, champ.
I had all kind of motherfuckers.
Raylo, you talking about them Buicks and them Cadillacs or whatever you had. You didn't want none of my Camaros, man, with that. Not with that. No. Not with them 1120 running motherfuckers. You ain't want none of that. No.
Hey,
oh, my Camaro.
My
you, you had to come with Buckle Mania.
With
them Cadillacs and Buicks you talking about?
Raylo.
Yeah.
You was the slowest motherfucker on 59th Street. Oh, stop it.
Man. Oh, man.
Let me tell you this. You name him, I beat him. Name him, I tell you, I whoop him. Name him. You just said D, what DD did to you. Ask DD what I did to him. Ask him what I did to him.
DD? Yes. I ain't never ran
you. You said he whooped you? You said he whooped you, right?
I ain't never ran D.
Him.
I say D.
You thought that's what you
he
just
said?
No, he said D.
No, he said D.
He's talking about D. Okay, but what about D? Yeah. He's better than D. He's supposed to be so big and bad.
I understand. D ain't got no car no more. He got a car in the garage. Been there for about 30 years. But what I'm
he
trying,
definitely would be
more
now.
Man.
He definitely didn't want now. He definitely didn't want to get in my way.
Listen, I can't. Raylo, you just got away from two people. They told me
two
about
people.
I sent you, Raylo.
I just told you,
you
name them out.
Two people.
You name them, I whoop them.
No, he's talking about, he talking about recently, Raylo. He said you got to wait.
Oh, when did I just get started?
Back in the day, he ain't get away with nobody.
Uh-oh. I just told you, you name him, I whoop them.
I know. Raylo, you know I know.
You name him, I whoop them.
Capping, man.
Hey, you name them,
back
I whip
the day,
them.
You ain't get away with nobody, man. Stop all that capping, Flair.
I'm going to tell you what I know you remember. I'm going to tell you what you can good and remember. He was driving for Big June in a Vega wagon. Your driver, T. Ask him what I did to him.
Oh, man, not terrible, T.
What car?
No, wait a minute. That was Rabbit driving for June them. But I whooped T in that AMX. I whooped that ass good. I know I whooped that ass good. And we went to jail. And I never got paid. So what? Well, I'm going to tell you how the race went. Y'all was spraying, and you giving me the bus. You giving me the bus, but I turned around and let him leave and still whooped him.
Man, this is bad right
and
here.
And still whooped him. He jumped and I followed him and ran away
Raylo,
from him. That's how the race went.
How much did y'all race for, Raylo?
Man, stop.
Man, we ran for around about 2,000-3,000. About 2,000-3,000. We wouldn't make for no $300, man. Skid, man, you know better than that. I'm in a back half 69 car.
I'm
in a back half car. We were going to race for 300. We were race for a few thousand.
I know you ain't going to race for that.
And I had to break. I had to break because they were spraying.
What did I get the phone call out?
About 2,000-3,000.
Because I ran for 2,000-3,000.
We both had money. All of us had money then, man. 2,000-3,000 was some change.
I used to come over there and cap out on 59th Street. Hopefully you boy come out that mother garage. So stop that.
You lying now, man. Like you always do. I ain't up on
the motherfucker 59th Street. Man, stop all that bullshit, man. Man, don't stop it, man. Man, you know damn well you ain't up having those $2,000-3,000.
Man, you didn't turn that corner.
Man, just stop it, man.
I was the first motherfucker with a back half car on the street. I was one of the first ones with a back half car on the street. With a back half car on the street, pulling big wheels, scams. Now ask him, you know, stop playing, man. Stop playing. Stop playing. Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Raylo, God, I'm with it, bro.
I won so many ways. I know. I don't know what losers feel like. I won so many.
Listen. You got to give your ears the same opportunity to get that mouth of yours. If you can talk, you can listen. Now I'm listening. Now let me talk. See, anytime a man talk over you when you try to get something out, you know something wrong right there. You know I know you, Raylo.
I whipped two times in a row. Rodney.
Who?
With Sweet Pea.
Who?
And he had a ton of money. I whipped him twice. Both of them was for $5,000. I whipped him on State Street in Chicago Heights. Then took him to the Skyway the same night and whipped him again.
Rodney
now tell me I'm wrong. Then they had to go get Nate. They went and got Nate with some hidden knives. That's the only way they whooped me.
Rodney wasn't never doing nothing.
He had a back half green 69 Camaro. That's all I know. Now, that's why I ran him, because he wasn't doing nothing. He should have been doing something because I was doing something.
Rodney never done that.
He should have been doing something. He should have put that $5,000 up there, that $10,000 I whooped him out in one night.
Man, you want to be a motherfucking legend with mouth.
Well, I am.
You want to be
I'm
a legend
sorry,
with
I am.
Mouth.
And I ain't lying. Anybody on his phone will tell you. They went and got Nate, and he whooped me with some head nitrous, and that was a close race.
Anybody tell me what you a legend?
I'm one of them. There's a whole lot of them running around Chicago. I'm just one of them.
Man,
he's the only
stop
one.
Stop all that motherfucker.
I ain't the only one.
You know motherfucking well. Raylo, stop it, man. Raylo, stop it.
I ain't the only one. There's more of them.
Raylo, you know I'm...
You're a legend, too. You're a legend, too.
Yeah,
I'm going up right with you.
Stop it, Raylo. Stop it
for what?
You know I know you, Raylo. Raylo, you
I know you,
you.
I know you know me.
Huh? I say, Raylo, what you gonna do? No, I can't do nothing.
You
I look at your little B here. I say, look at this
thing. I couldn't whoop Buckle Mania, man. That wasn't in my class. I couldn't whoop that one.
Raylo was too nice to run. Come on, man.
Hey, Raylo wouldn't run, man. Him and old Juice World used to be. I just come over there. Remember old Freddie beating them?
Okay. What did you when you came over there? Let me ask you this. When you came over there, what did you come over there to run with? What did you come with? What car did you come with?
I had a Cadillac.
Man, I wasn't studying no slow ass Cadillac. You stupid. I ain't thinking about no Cadillac, man. Gotta get you a spot with that junk. Gotta get you a spot with a Cadillac.
Too light to run.
Gotta get you a spot with a Cadillac. Gotta get you a spot with a Cadillac.
I had a 70 Nova. I had
Come on
with all that
Captain
Ash shit.
I couldn't. Now, Buckle Mania, that was out of my class. I couldn't whoop that. No, I couldn't whoop that. I couldn't whip that. But them Cadillacs and beers you come out, man, that wasn't no problem. I'd give you a spot.
That's my turn.
Raylo, how you go, Raylo? Like I say, you make your mouth sound good when I ain't got the motherfucker car. I still got the motherfucker car, but Raylo, check it out, Raylo. Listen.
And what? What?
Give me them two motherfucking dice. And I'm going to drive that mother. I got a motherfucking Camaro. I'm going to drive that bitch. But any way you want to go, I'm going to drive.
I can't drive nowhere, but I'm driving. Let me race at the track. I don't race on the street no more.
I'm going to drive it to the track.
He said he's gonna drive it anywhere. He didn't say y'all gonna race on the street,
Raylo. Well, I tell you what, whatever you bring, I get something in that class. We're gonna run head up. I got all kind of cars, man. I got all kind. If you bring something you can drive on the street, I'm gonna drive and follow you and run you.
Right.
Bring something here and drive, and I'm gonna follow you to the track and run you. And here's my right hand. I got it right now. I got the key and the access to it.
Raylo, what we gonna bet?
The sky's the limit.
I already know about the guy. You driving this motherfucker Nova.
But
check this shit
out. If you come with a car, you can drive to the track. I'm gonna drive one with you and run.
Raylo, let us talk.
Bring it here. I'm not coming there.
Raylo, you want to bring it here. He don't want to let nobody talk, bro.
Raylo, let us talk. Y'all might get something going, baby.
Okay. All right.
What you say, Dwight?
That man got the key. He will never get his motherfucking mouth to say my suit again. Get his ears to say my suit again. That motherfucking mouth. What we going to run for, Raylo?
A dime.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's all. You got to first get here.
Yeah,
and the weather got to get right. Pike could go up.
We ain't got to get the weather right. We go south. It's warm down here in Georgia.
Oh,
I'm not coming down there. I don't travel down at a race.
I know.
There's some people in Florida that I can whoop, but I don't travel down there. There's some people down there I can whoop. I don't travel.
God,
I don't have
damn.
That motherfucker
told me he'll travel anywhere the rest of the night. He don't travel. I'm going back on me. I tell you, man, niggas gonna sound good in front of everybody because he's winning. But when a nigga lose, all that shit change.
Who was that said that? I don't know who that was.
Man, that was dumbass chemo. Please don't feed off that, Raylo, man. Would you talk
to
him?
I didn't have to tell you what it was. Now, okay, all right, now. That's the end of that.
Who that is, man? Ain't nobody.
Right. I didn't know that was him.
Uh-oh.
You see that, did you?
Tell him what happened again, Dwight.
What you mean?
What you just said happened. You just said something happened. You were telling Raylo.
Fuck that. Keep passing a motherfucker. You say, what's kid?
I said, what you just say? You say you ran drag off the phone?
Drag no heel, man. Drag don't want to talk. Hey, man, that man right there won't do nothing. I mean, I know drag. Drag ain't getting no feet. Drag, he got on the phone one day. I ain't never whooped him. I had drag with my motherfucking lunch. Tell him what I said, kid.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Dwight, let me tell you a bad motherfucker. It's a bunch of bad motherfuckers, and I'm one of them. When I came to 41 back ready to grill race,
I named out five motherfuckers and told them, y'all can spray all them motherfuckers. Get your ass up there on that line. Now ask anybody on the phone on my line.
Ooh,
y'all gonna run on the motor. Y'all gonna spray all that shit.
He did that. He did that, by the way.
Nah, that's a bad motherfucker. Yeah,
but like
that's a bad motherfucker. And the crowd standing around, you gonna let him spray? You heard me. That's what I told him. You heard me. Tell him to get up there.
Hey, Raylo. Stop pumping your fucking chest, Raylo. I've been letting you go with this shit for the longest.
Dick,
man.
I ain't said nothing
you
to you.
To
I ain't said nothing
oh,
to you.
Hey, you
now you don't open up your mouth. I ain't said nothing to you.
You pumping your chest, Dick. You pumping your chest,
nothing to you.
Hey, Sham, when you put them people mic on mute, man, Sham, goddamn.
I ain't said nothing to you, Dick. You got some on the motor?
You said you named five people that you called out, and okay, you ain't done nothing.
Man, but you ain't got nothing to do with it, Vic.
What?
Be quiet, brother.
I didn't see you, bro.
You didn't get to the second.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it alone.
You're right, because you came in the wrong party. You came in and said something you ain't got nothing to do with.
Man, I was having so much goddamn fun. Y'all are spoiling my goddamn fun.
Shut up, scared motherfucker. Shit.
Man, you're the motherfucker's right, champ. Now, you let me get this legend on the phone, Dwight. I done got him on. You let these fucking Tim Squeak take over the fucking show.
Damn.
I'm going on
here.
Fuck
this,
you,
man.
You ain't nobody.
Joe,
ain't.
Hey, but I got to say this, though. Hey, you need to be ashamed of yourself. I love you anyway, bro. But, Raylo, you
well,
know I
know you
do. Back in the day, Raylo. Raylo, stop it, man.
I know.
You ain't
I know
here.
You know me.
You at that little.
Because I ran anywhere. And anybody.
Trail, man. I said, man, I'm going to take that motherfucker. I'm gonna take that big cat like yours and whoop it and put a mud hole in your head. No, I don't want none of that. Come on, Raylo.
When I had my Camaro, man, you didn't have that Cadillac, man. You didn't have that Cadillac.
I did have a Cadillac.
And I know, because you stayed in your place. You ain't trying to try to run me with no Cadillac.
I had a Skylark. I had a Skylark. And then I put the motor in the Cadillac.
Man, with that Skylark, I'd have given you a spot.
You had a Cadillac motor in the Skylark, Dwight?
Man, that was stubborn like that. You wasn't in my class.
I'm trying to get this straight, Raylo.
You trying to tell me you had a Skylark with a Cadillac motor?
Cadillac motor and stomp in the ass.
Yes, he did.
God
yes,
almighty.
He did.
Come on, man. What the fuck is
yes,
that?
He did.
Hey, what made you do that? You ain't want no Buick motor in the Buick, Dwight?
No, fuck a Buick. I was a Buick killer.
Good God almighty. You had a goddamn Cadillac motor.
If he just showed up on Union with that Cadillac, with a beard, with a Cadillac motor, I'd have told him they can blindfold me in my Camaro. I'd run him. They can blindfold me. I'd run a Cadillac. They could have blindfolded me with that.
Niggas say,
with that, yeah.
Niggas say anything 30 years later.
Raylo
will run nobody, bro. God is my witness. I told my mother. You understand that? Raylo won't run nobody. Raylo was too nice to run. And he was
too nice.
I was destroying them niggas' dreams.
Oh, man. Wait a minute. You trying to tell me. You took the Cadillac motor out the Buick and put it in the Cadillac and was ready for him again. And they didn't want that. Oh, man.
Man, I've seen that junk, man.
I got it.
You got what?
I got Emino.
Emino? What's that? I ain't never heard of that, Dwight.
I got meaner, you know, got mean.
You know, you got meaner. You got meaner when you put the Cadillac motor in the Cadillac.
Motherfucking right I did.
Ooh, and they ain't want none of that unless you spray that Cadillac. Now, how in the hell was you spraying a Cadillac and they come with you? I'm trying to figure this out, Dwight.
Man, class.
They thought it was a motherfucking Chevy. I had a motherfucking Cadillac style like a big block Chevy.
Oh, good God. Oh, man. What a Cadillac. Baby, if you don't mind me asking, because I don't think you got it no more, what size was this Cadillac motor, man? I need to know.
A 542.
A 542 Cadillac motor in it. Yeah, oh, man.
What that boy failed to understand, that mother was a 14 and a half to 1.
Ooh, we had a confession, baby.
I don't let him talk.
Hey, ask Kid what that bitch working.
Kid, was it working, Kid? What Kid at? What old man at? Kid, was it working?
I run niggas off.
What up, Shawty?
Tell the motherfucker too.
Man, this motherfucker Cadillac working, man.
It was fast. That was fast.
Ooh, wee. He said it was a fast.
Yeah, for to be a Cadillac.
Nah.
Yeah. He said for
man,
to be a Cadillac.
Nah. Hey, Cadillac, hey, Kid, now let me ask you a question. It was unheard of for a goddamn Cadillac to be whooping these Chevrolets, man. I don't believe this shit now.
What?
Yeah. He did that.
Good God, almighty, he got a witness. Oh.
Hey, Kid. I took Oakland in there, goddamn. I put my roller boat in that Cadillac. And that motherfucker's Cadillac.
Yeah.
That Vega, remember that kid?
Yeah.
Big Cicero drove and stoked it, man. I had to cut that big motherfucker loose. And guess what?
What?
I wasn't even on no nitrous.
He was on the motor?
On the motor.
Who was driving? Who was driving?
The one Cadillac 542.
Was he driving or you was driving?
Who? God almighty.
Who was driving it?
He?
Okay, yeah, that was your driver. That was your driver. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, he driving that thing. Man, I done heard it all.
We have fun, buddy.
Yeah, them was the days. Them was the good old days.
This shit right now, Ken, through all respect to the racers out there tonight, bro, but all that stuff right there, bro, I ain't never in my life ever. I just had to sit and listen. It just, you know, it just, I don't understand it, bro. We get up there, we get a flag, man, goddamn it. Whoever lead on the flag, that's what it is.
That's right. I like that. You know, that's what I like. I was raised like that. Y'all raised me to do that shit.
That skid got there whooping everybody back in the day too now.
Sure.
How about that skid and stoked another motherfucker? I think I said skid like that. Now, I give Ray Lowe credit though, man. Ray Lowe all right.
I know you got a message. I know you got a message.
Yeah, but big drag, all right, but big drag, he need to get his memory back. But one thing about Kid ain't lost his memory. Kid was at about 90% of my motherfucking racing. He know what it was.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie though, Dwight. I mean, I got to tell you the truth. I can't lie to you. Do you know you made me want a Cadillac when I saw that goddamn coupe to me? I said, ooh, I want to be a light, baby.
You want the bad motherfucker. See, what do you think about that? One thing about that, you just be a test. See, whenever you have a Cadillac or Grand Prix or anything, you the underdog.
Yeah. Or a Buick.
or Buick, they got to set that motherfucker out.
That's right. I've been telling them that for the longest, but they don't believe me. I said, man, the fuck y'all gonna let Dee Dee talk slick to y'all with a fucking Buick? Oh, goddamn Buick, that's a generic, man. I've been telling them that for the longest, Dwight.
Yeah.
I said, man, a Cadillac, a Pontiac, Oldsmobile, or a motherfucking Buick, man, they ain't shit. I ain't gonna be talking about that. Ain't no big block. Ain't no such thing. It's a generic to me. I'm gonna take a small block and try that motherfucker. He just got to whoop my ass.
There you go.
But I've been telling them that for the longest, man, but they get mad at me. And he always talking about the Buick ain't nothing and the Cadillac and Oldsmobile. Man, I ain't gonna ask no motherfucker, do you got a small block or a big block in no fucking Oldsmobile or no Cadillac or no goddamn Pontiac. I don't get no fuck about no shit like that.
That's right.
That's a generic, man. That's generic to me. But I ain't gonna lie, now. Long time ago, now about 15, 16, you made me want a Cadillac. I said, ooh, I want me a Cadillac.
Hey, Skid.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You had a, you gonna get you a bad motherfucker, boy.
Yeah. Shit, I wanted yours. We kept, man, we kept trying to buy yours. You wouldn't have said that, brother.
That's right. Hey, Skid. I would have had me a fat aluminum head for that Cadillac. I took him out, though.
Yeah.
Afro.
Afro Research.
Oh, man, not the Afro Research.
That's old news. I'm going to tell it like it is right now, brother.
I like that.
I did what makes it work for me.
Yeah, right. He said that motherfucker 14 and a half to one Cadillac.
14. My Grand Prix was 14 and a half to one, too. I used to put that motherfucker, it wouldn't take number 116 gas. That race.
Yeah.
I put anything in that 110 is a pain.
Damn.
Hey.
Ooh, what?
And I was paying them hunkies to have my shit ready in 3 days.
Damn, baby.
That's what I did on Dragon Man with old Beaver, with old Brian Rivera. I'm preparing y'all motherfuckers dinner. Yeah?
Oh, they whooped your cat like you didn't like that. So you prepared dinner for them.
They whooped that ham family, that Fleetwood. The one out
there. Oh,
remember.
Fleetwood. Oh, yeah. The Fleetwood. I remember.
I know.
I saw it on your Facebook page.
Yeah. They whooped that motherfucker. I said, okay. Dad and some of them, well, what you gonna do? I said, Dre, I'm gonna prepare y'all motherfucker dinner. I had that black grand motherfucker pre. I took him out of that motherfucker mile. I said, y'all got four posts. Four posts.
Good God almighty.
How's that motherfucker? That's Brian. Brian will tell you. Brian bought the cow for beef. That's Brian. He'll tell you.
Oh. Hey, Skin, it was Roy's car. Roy Diary. It was his car. But Bieber, they was messing around with it and put all the beer stuff and kind of humped it up a little bit.
Hey.
We're going to take you out there. We're going to whoop your motherfucker ass. I say, well, I'm going to try it with the Cadillac with that motherfucker 1500.
Right.
Well, it's going to cost you more now when I come back.
Hey,
you gotta go and get that
little
1500 and
set him up for the kill.
Man, please. I wouldn't play a little game with these motherfuckers, you fools.
Ooh.
That's something I really like doing.
Hey.
I bet you one thing. You had nobody never come on Lake Street talking about get that Cadillac out the draw. We gonna drive. We gonna run you. Ain't never done that to me.
Uh oh. He was intimidating with the Cadillac.
That drag tell it, man, I used to run that drag. You got amnesia, old news. The old news.
Drag ain't old, man.
You know, I know. I'm a dream destroyer.
Damn. You destroy these people's dreams, Dwight.
Yeah, anniversary. I fuck up people anniversary. Motherfucker say Michael Lawson anniversary. I fuck his anniversary.
Oh man! God Almighty! Don't be so mean, Dad. Don't be so mean.
Like I say, and y'all make sure y'all tell Jay. Ain't nobody scared of a motherfucker. And I'm going to show you how he scared his ass. Watch what I tell you.
Uh-oh.
And we running for no one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Show him you ain't scared.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. We going to get that. I'm going to get him.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get him.
I'm going to make sure I tell him that now. I'm going to tell him you said you're going to get it.
Yeah, that deal, the way they're going to do. Yeah, watch this. God is my winner. I'm going to get his ass.
Ooh-wee.
I'm going to get his ass in front of everybody. She said, I'm going to say, Drag, you see, you ain't so tough after all. You see what I'm talking about? All them motherfucking niggas scared of this shit. Man, I do shit when I get ready. I don't do no more shit when nobody else tell me.
Uh-oh.
Is that what it is, bro?
Yeah.
What a nigga eat, I don't shit. What I shit, nigga don't eat. That's what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
You ain't that busy, Ray Lowe.
Well, see, I told Dreg. I'm going to tell you what I told Dreg. Not long ago. I said these young boys gonna continue to keep talking stuff to you and talking about you, and, you know, and just talking down on you until you whoop them. The same boy that talk all the stuff to him, I come right up and whoop him. The boy don't say nothing to me no more. Which we cool. He don't back up. He don't say what he gonna do to me no more because he know what I did to him.
Oh,
I said that's what you gotta do. You gotta put him in their place. You gotta put him in their place. New school boys. I let no new school boy talk to you like that. Now you gonna continue to talk like that.
Yeah, I went out there and put them in their place with them little cars. I took old comrades to put them in their place. They scared to death of me. Scared to death of that goddamn car. Hey, Dwight, I got to say it while we on the show. Your stacking ass nephew scared to death too with his coward ass. Scared to death.
I have a nephew that's mad again. Hey, you know you, but we always say you won't run scared.
Well, give me my money back. I'm in his motherfucking ass. I'm whooping his motherfucking ass.
Not a kill.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
What did you say? Kid say, fuck family.
I'm in his motherfucking ass. Yeah, made me tap my baby up. I'm in his ass.
Yeah, his ass.
So when I fix that motherfucker, he's scared to death. He finally took him a whole month to lock in. And then, goddamn it, he stayed out there till it started raining. Before he came and everything. He's stalling like a motherfucker. Now he wouldn't leave the money locked in. Scared to death. He won't even talk to me now. I ain't talked to him since.
Scared to death. I thought y'all would get y'all a little race off, man.
Man, I'm ready. I'm ready right now. I'll race his ass on Christmas. I'll fuck his Christmas up. Like you just said, you fucking the anniversaries up.
You
I'll put, fuck his
you
motherfucking
put
Christmas
on him,
up. Get his ass up there. I know you can make it go, Dwight. Get his ass up there. I'm going to cream roll his motherfucking ass. Get him up there. Get him up there, Dwight. Get him up there. Goddamn.
This man said he would fuck somebody's anniversary
up. I'm going to let you whoop Raylo and Drag. I want to whoop him. I want to be his motherfucking ass when he whoop my ass. One to two. And you don't let me have him. I can't let you have Raylo.
Don't let him whoop me, kid. Don't let him whoop me, whatever you do.
If you let me have a kid, I'm gonna serve your ass up to him, shit.
man, that man right there, boy. Yeah. That's a good, that's boy. That motherfucker got that something in the hook. God damn. Whew.
Oh, yeah, you scared him, Dwight. You scared him. I can tell what you're saying right now. You scared him. You scared him. You scared him, motherfucker, man. You scared him. The wife scared him, y'all. Y'all hear this now. Everybody on the show. The wife scared him. The wife told him, man, his skin would have hooked and fucked you up. You know? You know?
I didn't tell
you. That's why that bitch so motherfucking scared. That's why he said it, Raylo. Yeah, you know.
That's what he said.
Yeah, the wife told that motherfucker, man, skin with a hook, he'd have blown your ass out. That motherfucker scared to death.
I ain't never seen a little motherfucker do all that motherfucker silly. God damn.
No, that's because of the goddamn, that's because of the rocks and shit on the 130, man. They just got you doing construction. See, that all-wheel drive ain't going to do that. If he was rear-wheel drive, he did the same shit. We probably hit each other.
Right. Damn.
Yeah, they just got to...
Control, though.
Yeah, they just doing construction over there, but I ain't even think about it. I'm thinking they done... My dumb ass thinking they done cleaned the street off. Cleaned the shit off.
No prep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it needed to rain a good 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, that was... I'm leaving that I ain't bringing the car home, Skin. I'm leaving up there in Chicago. When that motherfucker weather break, I'm bringing on me a motherfucker's ass.
What car it is?
Hey. Huh?
What car is that?
That Camaro.
Oh, okay. Raylo going to be waiting on you now.
Okay, you going to give me them too tight? Oh, Raylo, you say you going to find a car to run the Camaro?
Yeah, he said he going to get a street car that he can drive everywhere, too.
If you drive it,
okay.
I'll run you. If you drive it to the track, I'm going to drive one right with you.
Okay, we're going to do that. I sure will. I sure will. We're going to follow each other to the track. Go right to the track. Get on each other's ass.
Oh.
Like you're going to turn on the air, and I'm going to turn on the air. Why are we on our way there?
I ain't got no motherfucker that I'm let the window down. If that's the air,
I'm going to have mine on. I'm going to have mine on. I ain't going to say I'm not running you because you ain't got no air.
I'm going to let the window down.
I don't have no old motherfucker, but I sure got a bunch of all them new motherfuckers I got.
Whoa.
Well, this one old, too. This one old, too. I'm going to let you know. This one old, too. It's a 69.
What?
It's old, just like you. But I'm going to have the air on. I ain't going to be burning up drive to the track.
I'm going to drive to the motherfucker track with no motherfucker. I don't got the handle. Let the motherfucker window down.
Let the motherfucker window down. Oh, shit. Man, y'all have made my night tonight, guys. I'm going to sleep good as a motherfucker tonight.
You made mine. You didn't get Dwight on the line. An old legend.
Yeah, I told y'all I could get him on there.
Yeah, you said it.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you some pictures of my Grand Prix. You know, I had all we did and shit like that.
Yeah.
All them big raggedy motherfuckers and motherfuckers. All the dodgy running down motherfucking damn Ryan wide open and all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Not the flying mile. Not the flying mile, Dwight.
I'm flying mile, flying quarter. I'm going to take a picture
of my car, Skin.
Okay. Hey, Dwight.
Yeah.
Dwight.
Yeah.
Have you and Big June, did y'all ever race? I can't remember.
Big June?
Yeah.
No, me and Big June. Me and Big Jules and our motherfucker Cadillac, we raced it. We did race a little breakfast or lunch or something like that. But no, we ain't never raced.
Yeah.
No, he had Rush.
Yeah.
He had Rush went over there. He had Rush, and he lost against Gangsta with Rush.
Right.
Mhm.
Yeah, that wasn't on my shit. That was Big June shit. He ran Gangsta.
Yeah.
I told Gangsta, I'll take Monkey Man and whoop his motherfucking ass. Yeah. I don't want none of that.
Well, you couldn't expect a man to want none of that. Goddamn, he got a Dodge and you got a Chevy.
Uh-oh.
Wait, hold it. What about rolling? What about rolling?
Now, back in the day,
what about rolling?
Roll it.
Chaddy had a roller. That was Chaddy's car. Big Jones. Yes, he did. That was Big Jones'
brother.
Yeah,
and Mendel Rogers was the driver because I raced him before.
You don't remember
Mendel
the red
Rogers
69?
The yep.
You're talking about the Camaro?
Yeah.
That was rolling. Rolling. Yeah.
That was Chaddy's car.
And it was a good running car, too. It was fast.
Yeah.
Big June and Teddy wasn't never doing nothing. And you know Big June put all that nitrous on one of them Cadillac motors. He wasn't never doing nothing, man.
Uh-oh.
Big June wasn't never doing nothing. That's my buddy, though. Big old cross-eyed mother was never doing nothing.
Yeah.
You know you take that big ass Cadillac, them old with the wheels on the back of the old pimp ass car.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep. Yeah, he sure did have some big pimp Cadillac.
That sounded good.
Yeah, it did. It sounded like
he was doing that.
Nobody. God bless his heart.
Yep.
Hey, kid, if you do that at night when I was running, I run away. Me and Roland was at it out on Salt Trail. Lindell Rogers, he ended up in my lane, and I ended up in his lane. It was about 2 in the morning. And I kind of can't remember this shit. If anybody get out of shape, me and Big June agreed, we offered the money. I end up in his lane. He end up in my lane. Both of us lucky we ain't going them cornfields.
Yeah.
But you know Big June wasn't doing nothing. God bless his heart, Rayno. Yeah. God bless his heart. You know that cross-eyed motherfucker wasn't doing nothing. God bless his heart. God bless his
heart. Oh, man.
What a cool dude, though, man. What a cool dude.
My motherfucking life, when we went over there with Drad there with Russ.
Hey, man. Bless his heart, man. Bless his heart. Big June wasn't doing
it. He hit the right road for bless his heart.
Hey, kid, you know Big June wasn't doing that, man. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. Oh man,
Big June, I got a race over here too. Let's get him.
Oh man.
Whose car was Lil June? Was that Big June's car or was it Nate?
Yeah. Yep.
That was June's car, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But Nate was just driving.
Yeah.
On the line with him, too. On the line with him, too, and police came on Carmen. You know, you just have to mess with me, Dwight. I came to that line. It didn't make me no difference who it was. And I was
hey, Ray Long. Hey, man. Mm-hmm. You, Brother D, Drag, Big June, bless y'all, all right, man. Y'all went shit.
I know you going to tell me that. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, be blessed. So that's the main thing,
man. Man, folks, the one man is CCT. Y'all ain't want none of that.
Oh, yeah, he had a rough Cadillac now, Charlie. He had a rough Cadillac.
Yeah, 542 getting up out of there, baby.
Yeah. Cadillac. Your Cadillac is bad, man.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. And I had so much fun. Man, I'm gonna sleep some motherfucking good. Ooh,
yeah, but those were
my mama say, bless his heart. Bless his
those were the days. Those were the days, Shorty. Those were the days.
You hit him with
the yeah. I remember some of them, too.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, remember Wally Miller Charlie?
Yeah.
Wally Miller.
Yep.
I took him on motherfucker our car with that big motherfucker Cadillac and stumped his motherfucker like good.
Oh, but one of those big cars, goddammit, you had to pass the big car it was.
Hey, man, this is amazing, man. This man keeps talking about this big ass Cadillac.
Yeah.
Every time I hear the word Cadillac, I got to laugh, man. Good God, oh my.
That Cadillac.
And he had a Cadillac motor, though. Good God,
yep.
Oh my.
Yeah,
yep.
That was hurting them. They could never get no motherfucker sleep. No, they got
they got whipped by a fucking pitmobile. Good God, oh my. Yeah, the second man Coupe de Ville, man. The big long motherfucker. Good God, oh my. Hey, man, the goddamn doors was heavier than me in one of them Cadillacs.
Yep.
The door was heavier than me. I weighed about 96 pounds back then.
His memory is real, real good, too. His memory is pretty good. June's Cadillac, boy, that big motherfucker. No, it sounded good, boy. Boy, it sounded good.
Hey, man, do you know I used to just walk by them cars so I could smell the racing gas? Man, I got a fix. Man.
Smell that rubber.
Go to the smell that rubber. The rubber will hook you. Yeah. I just want to smell that shit. I said, ooh, wee. I want to put some of that in my car. I sure wanted me a Cadillac. I said, man, where do I get that? I want me a Cadillac.
Hey, I went out there, can't kid, stumped them motherfuckers.
Oh, man. You went all over the world.
We went out there about 3 o'clock in the morning, me and T them. I said, stunk them motherfuckers out there. About 4 motherfuckers out there.
Damn. Good God, oh my.
Well, but like I say, Buck, kid, that was a fun day back then, man.
Yeah.
These niggas racing so, they racing so careful now because they ain't got no motherfucking money.
I know one thing I remember. Man, Dwight used to come up there, goddamn, had a motherfucking cowboy boots on and motherfucking hat. And
here we go.
The shopping and all you motherfuckers. Had the motherfucking jeans on and shit. He had that motherfucking cowboy jacket on, the motherfucking shingles on that dude.
I had that guy. Yeah, I did.
Had
one of
the Indian
coats, kid.
Yeah, the Indian coat. I know that was the shit, man. I ain't talking about now. That was the shit back then. Shit, that was, I'm just saying, shit. They wasn't wearing that shit. They were wearing work suits and shit. You had on that motherfucking real shit, the motherfucking lizard boots and oxy boots and shit. Ooh, look at this badass. They had money all in the boots. You had money all in socks and boots and shit. Look at
that money in the motherfucking boots,
though. I said, look at them having that money in the boots. I thought you picked that boot up and pulled some money out. I said, ooh. See, you ain't pay me no attention because I was little. I weighed about 90 pounds. I was little. You ain't pay me no attention.
You know, little Taylor, you and your twin.
Yeah. He even went way back there. Look at that.
these guys not paying up for the sale, by the way.
Yeah.
This is something we're going to have some fun, though, goddammit.
I can't wait. I can't wait, goddammit.
Drag, come on with motherfucker. And motherfucker right there, Maz. You know what it is, Maz.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling everybody what they doing, like he does something. Man, you ain't done nothing, man. They're out of here.
Uh-oh.
God bless his heart.
God bless his heart.
Oh, man. Man, at least I wake up in the morning, man. Ooh, wait. It's going down, baby.
Yeah,
oh, I had a good old laugh today, guys. Like yeah.
Matt, hey, Skin.
Yeah.
I asked that man back in the day, did he see a guy out there at the races with a cape on?
Well, oh, Lord, I must tease the class.
As a what?
He talking about, did he see somebody with a cape on back in the day?
Cape on?
Yeah.
A cape? You mean a
yeah.
cape on?
Yeah, a cape. A cape. No, a cape. Like, you know, like Superman wear a cape.
Batman.
Hell, I am. Hey, let me see. Hello. Keep going. Looking like Zorro.
Who was that just talking, Skid?
Hey, Kimo from Michigan.
Kimo. Okay. Wow. Man, that motherfucker got them off. Ed Bill Joe had that Camaro. I whooped his motherfucker ass.
Who? Damn, man. I'm writing all this shit down now.
Who was it, Dwight?
Billy Jones. Remember Billy Jones?
Oh, man. Not Billy Jones.
You talking about Billy Jones?
No, yeah. Billy Jones.
Don't you still got it, kid?
You know, kids.
Yeah, I'm
trying to. He was at that Camaro we bring around in the trailer all the motherfucking time.
It's an older dude, right?
Damn, man. Then the nigga wanted to fight. I whooped his ass. He gave me a rose and wanted to find out how to put my shoe up his ass.
Oh, man!
Oh, man,
goddamn.
Billy Jones. I don't know why that kid don't remember Billy Jones.
Oh, shit. I'm pretty sure I do, though, Dwight. I got to.
Ask Ozzy. When you talk to Ozzy, ask Ozzy about Billy Jones.
I'm gonna ask Ozzy in the morning when I call him.
Do we still got the car right now?
I was just Camaro.
Never bring it out?
Yeah, he's shit.
He's talking about six A Camaro, right? Little Billy Jones, right? Little Billy Jones, right? Probably blue or something like that. Right there, right over there on Red Park side. I seen Billy last week.
Uh oh.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, well like Olsen would say, you was bad acting back in the day now. It ain't no secret.
I wouldn't give no fuck about none of them niggas. I said, let's roll. Fuck that shit, let's roll. Hey, let's roll. Shit, fuck y'all. Boy, I tell you, man.
Hey, that goddamn lowrider gonna be looking for you this summer.
Oh man. Not the lowrider.
Brother D. Brother D, you see, he got that Buick now. See, he bringed it out.
Man, D been bringing that motherfucker Buick out for 35 years now.
Man, you need to get off the phone, man.
Oh, man.
Come on, brother.
Hey, Lowrider told me he's going to be looking for you now. The wife.
Oh, shit.
He sent me a text. He said, Tim ain't got damn, I'm going to whoop his ass now. He's looking at him in the daytime with a flashlight.
He don't do nothing. He a truck driver, too. He don't do nothing, bro.
He might be looking for Raylo, too. Might be looking for y'all. They got damn beauty.
Ain't hard to find. That's one thing. Ain't hard to find.
Yeah, Raylo got there. Tough, Eddie, man. Raylo got tough like a motherfucker, Eddie.
Yeah, because Raylo used to be, you know, he used to be a nice guy.
He was so nice.
Raylo
always used to be a nice guy. Had in the garage. His garage stayed clean on 59.
Oh, man. Hey, you keep your garage clean now. You can't believe you got no fucking race car. Ain't no room in the garage. He ain't got no empty racing gas cans and shit.
I can go out there and hang out there and watch TV and go to sleep. Get up, rub on that pretty ass Camaro a little while, and go back to sleep, watch the TV.
I ain't been on that block about 30 some years. I knew how his garage looked.
Well, I wasn't over there.
Yeah, no, I ain't over there no more.
No, that shit gone.
No, that shit been gone.
Well, I showed me the diary though, boy. He was all right, bro.
Oh, yeah, that was my man. You know, I had just talked to him, it was right after Christmas.
Yeah.
Because I was in boot camp. I was locked up. Mm-hmm. I had called him commit.
Right.
Yeah. Damn. No, it was like January. It was right after the New Year. Yeah, it was after Christmas, though. It was right after the New Year.
Man, that man came to my restaurant one time. He gave me a gold $50 coin.
Yeah.
I still got that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Damn.
That's 75th and College.
Yeah.
74th and
College.
Yep.
DNA.
He's going every day.
Y'all want some good food. He's going to go there.
He's coming early. He's coming early in the morning.
Yeah, good food, dude. I get good food.
Dude, I used to come over there and try to get me some chicken wings and shit.
Chicken wings and rice.
So did. So come in there, motherfucker. You know what I want already. You know what I want. So did. Come in there, give me some chicken wings and rice.
And if we go on the motherfucker Skyway race, come down, they got that. Shit, I had that restaurant open about 4:30 in the morning. Shit.
Yeah.
CW back there cooking them chicken wings.
Like a motherfucker. Chicken wings. Oh, no, nigga, we ain't closed. We open.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we had fun back in the day. I'm telling you, man, I had a whole lot of fun back in the day. All these niggas want to talk about people, mamas and shit, man. What kind of shit that is, bro?
You hit it right on the nail, Dwight. They do more signifying than they do anything.
Yeah, bro. I don't understand it, bro. You're going to race that race.
Yep.
Let your cars do the talking.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Motherfucker running their motherfucking mouth all the time. They ain't trying to raise. They ain't trying to lose no money. See, a lot of times people can't lose no motherfucking races because they don't want to.